Hello and welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. My name is Luke Burridge and this is a show where I review every single science fiction book that I read as I read it. Except today, I'm not going to be reviewing just one science fiction book. We're going to do something slightly different because it is episode number 300 of the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. And I'm joined in this special episode by Juliana. Say hello, Juliana.
Hello, everyone.
And Juliana is going to be helping out in this. And we're not quite sure how. We're going to do something. Actually, I'm not even quite sure how this is going to work.
But well, it will somehow work.
We'll make something work here. The way this is going to happen is that lots of people don't listen to all 300 episodes of the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast.
Why not?
No, because there's like days and days and days. I haven't even counted up. I mean, I used to have it all in my... I used to have it all in iTunes. Like every episode that I had was in iTunes. But then it got to the point where if you downloaded, like if you had a copy, every copy of Science Fiction Book Review Podcast, it was over like... 8 gigabytes or something like that.
Wow.
And this is really low quality MP3s when I put them out. It's like 64 kilobit per second or whatever the term is, the technical term.
Yeah, but a few of them are quite long and epic.
Quite a lot of them are big, but also there's just lots of them.
Yes.
A lot of them.
300.
Yeah, 300 of them, of course, and a few more because there's some extra episodes. So, so if you have like a basic phone, like a basic iPhone, like an iPhone whatever, like 4, and you just have the basic thing, that's 4 gigabytes. Like the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast would be the whole of your phone and would take 9 days to listen to.
That would be very, for someone who's very attached to your podcast,
yes,
that could work, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that would be a good gift idea. You know how you can get those iPods which are already preloaded up with like a U2 album or something like that? That's what you need to do, is just have all Science Fiction Book Review Podcast all the time. Anyway, some people have told me a few weeks ago, or a few episodes ago, which is more than a few weeks ago, I said, hey, who here has been listening since, maybe not the first episode, because that would be quite difficult, who has been listening for the last 8 years, because I started in 2008, and I got quite a few responses, actually. Lots
nice.
Of people saying, well, not from the very beginning, but from like 2009, late 2008, 2009. But a lot of people say, I don't listen to every single episode, and also they say I often fall behind a bit and then listen when I'm traveling or stuff like that. So it's really great that lots of people keep up with that kind of thing. So, so what we're going to do is go back through 300 episodes, 8 years, because I actually started uploading these in January 2008 and actually started publishing properly in like February 2008.
It's really like a Berlin project.
Yeah, like, what do you mean like a Berlin project?
Well, I mean, it's something you started while you were in Berlin.
Yes,
and
but I've
now
lived in
you're...
Berlin.
Yes.
I've lived in Berlin over 10 years now, so everything that started after 10 years ago, like I've been together with you, what, 4.5? Coming up to 5 years soon.
Yes.
So you're a Berlin thing. Are you?
I'm a Berlin project. Yes,
you're
you can say
project.
That.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, this is something that is really still going in your
life.
Yeah. I mean,
I lived in this apartment now for 9 years, coming up 9 years.
Yes.
And the only thing, I guess, living in this apartment is the one thing that's been the most constant in my life.
So
except,
far.
Except for this podcast. This podcast has lasted 3 different girlfriends. And now it will last 2 different apartments because we're moving house. I mean, that's not really news for people listening to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. Nobody really cares about that unless they've been looking in the background of the pictures on the front of the phones. Because
and seeing background changing.
Because starting at around about, what, episode number 70-something? Oh, actually, I could just look it up here. If I just go into this folder, I have actually all of the photos. So going back to images here. Yeah, so starting at episode 72, every book that I would read, I would take a photo of me holding the book, or when it was an audiobook, holding up my iPhone,
yes,
or an ebook, holding up my iPad or something, showing the book. And so that's also a strange thing. Look at this, is from March 2010. So from every,
wow,
every
book. And then you can see yourself age.
Yes, I can. I mean, look at me here. Look at me.
Wow,
I'm all young. Look,
boy.
Anna Them, Warrior Prophet, Blindsight, you know, and I think I do look quite a bit younger. Maybe about 6 years younger. Because that's February 2010.
A few wrinkles.
Yeah, a few less wrinkles.
Yeah.
A little bit less gray hair and things like that. So if you've been looking at them, you'll be able to see the changing state of my current apartment. And then Juliana moved in. And then we're moving out. Anyway, that's not real Science Fiction Book Review Podcast news. But it's quite funny. Maybe I should just publish all of these photos. Because the only way to get them online is to go through blog post by blog post and actually see them.
See them.
Maybe I'll
make
do
a blog post out of just photos.
Out of photos, yeah. But that, but if you think about it, 300 episodes going, and then going back to 172. So what's that? That's so I've got like 238 photos of me in a row spread out over 6 years.
Nice.
It's like one of those,
not everyone has that.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things that is like, she takes a photo of herself
every
day.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I've got one of those. He takes a photo of himself every book.
With books.
With books. And actually some of these here at the end, there's some of you in these pictures as well.
Me,
look at that.
When does that start?
Well, it would have started with
2011.
I don't know when we started doing podcasts together.
Maybe 2012.
I think it was one of the first podcasts we did together. Oh, well, let's get to it. Anyway, so what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is, this episode, especially for people who haven't listened to all of the episodes, but want to kind of get a good idea of what I thought about books through the years, and also what I remember about those books and how I rated them, and also if it's a really good episode, if I remember this being a good episode or it got a big reaction, hey, listen to this one. So we don't know how long this is going to take. We don't really know how long we should take per book. And of course, as we get nearer the end, when it's more like when we just talked about it more recently.
It's fresher in your head.
More fresher recently. Yeah. And also fresher in the people's mind. Because I think iTunes only has the last 100 episodes in its feed. And other and other podcast things don't, they don't work very well once you get to 300 or 200 episodes. So I think the blog or the RSS feed only goes back 50 or 100 episodes, because otherwise it's just too taxing.
Otherwise you always have to download them directly.
Well, what happens is the size of the RSS file is so big and takes so long to do that the that say iTunes will say, hey, or one other podcast feed, or people just, you know, whatever feed thing that they have, it goes, give me that RSS feed, and it takes so long, my cheap hosting that I have, which is not very fast, it takes so long to go through and do all 300 posts and then put them together in an RSS feed and then serve it, and then the RSS file is so big. Anyway, modern podcasting software doesn't really like that kind of thing. So the only way to do it is go to sfbrp/episode-lists/episodes-list. Anyway, you'll find a link there and you can see a list of every single episode. And what we're going to do, you can actually do this if you're listening to this podcast now and you're not walking a dog or exercising.
Driving.
If you also go to episode lists and on Science Fiction Book Review Podcast website, sfbrp.com, you can go through this list with us and keep track of what we do here. So let's start. Let's do it. Episode number one was Introduction to Science Fiction.
Episode number 001.
I'm not going to do all of the leading zeros.
Okay, let's lead the zeros out, but I think it is quite
funny. This is actually good. When I started this podcast, I was like, okay, episode one. But the way that I did it at the time, like listen to podcasts, I would have to download a file. And then if they were listed out of order, it always really annoyed me if I just saw them in a list,
yes,
you know, in Finder or in, well, okay, it was probably before I had a MacBook or whatever, so if it was in Windows Explorer and it was out of order. So I put on some leading zeros and I was like, okay, those leading zeros are not going to be handy for the first 10, and then they're going to start coming in handy. And they're like, well, let's just do it. I might get to 100 episodes. And so I did it. So 300. So yeah, 001, Introduction to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. I'm sure that's still relevant. It just says what I was doing here. Number two, Joan D. Vinge, The Outcasts of Heaven's Belt. You had a question about this.
Yeah, yeah. Is that person somehow related to Werner Vinge?
Yes, Werner Vinge and the wife of Werner Vinge. Maybe not anymore. At least at one point they were husband and wife.
Okay.
And she wrote that. I gave that 3.5 stars. I think it's still a pretty good book. Hard science fiction. People out in space. Not any planets left. And it's kind of about a civilization based purely in asteroids kind of slowly crumbling away. Pretty good book, I remember. Pamela Sutton, episode number three. Pamela Sargent, Venus of Dreams, 2.5 stars.
Not that great.
It's like, it says, it was like Mars, the Mars trilogy, Green Mars, Blue Mars, but for the same kind of thing, but for Venus. Not that good.
And it's
not
only
as good as that.
10 minutes long.
Yeah, back at the start, I could do a whole podcast. I talked about the whole book. I always thought it would be about 10 to 15 minutes long.
Wow.
That lasted around about, what, 7 episodes. Let's go through. Number 4, Robert A. Heinlein, which you were the first person to ever point out that
exactly.
I got an E and an I wrong way around. So it's
Heinlein.
Heinlein. Robert A. Heinlein, The Door into Summer. I gave this 4.2 stars back in... it's probably not that good, but at the time... Well, not at the time. Like, it was one of those nostalgia reads. I was like, oh, I remember Heinlein from as a kid. And I still have that nostalgia. Door into Summer probably is 4.2.
So you read that book early in your...
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it was the first time it was just I was like suddenly like, oh, I remember Heinlein again.
Okay.
And so it could have been something more like that, which isn't bad. It's just that at the time I wasn't quite sure how the ratings worked because I only had like two of the books to work it out. I would have probably given it like 4 stars. This is probably the only book that I gave a 4.2 to just because it's like there's... Normally, I just
quite
go
random.
To... Yeah, well, I didn't know how granular my stars were going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Alistair Reynolds, episode 5. Alistair Reynolds, Diamond Dogs, Turquoise Days, not a single novel, 2 stories, one called Diamond Dogs, one called Turquoise Days.
Okay,
really
so short
fun stories. No, kind of like 2 short novellas. So together,
oh, okay.
it's like a novella-sized thing. 3.5 stars. That's pretty good. Alistair Reynolds, probably a lot more of him coming up. Number 6, Stuart Gordon, Fire in the Abyss. 4 stars. I'd read this before. This was the second time I read it. Really enjoyed it the second time. Not only that this one tells the story of Sir, was it Humphrey? Humphrey Gilbert.
Humphrey Gilbert.
Maybe. I can't remember his name. Who was an explorer.
About?
He discovered Labrador and Newfoundland and that kind of area.
Yeah.
Or he was in charge of the expedition that did that. And then later, working on a cruise ship, I visited... Newfoundland and went to the place and I was like, oh, I remember this harbour. It was mentioned in this book, which is pretty good. Moving on to Peter F. Hamilton, Fallen Dragon. Did you read this book? I think you did. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh.
Peter F. Hamilton. One of those books that if you're not quite sure if someone's going to enjoy Peter F. Hamilton, give it this book because it's a standalone story. It's pretty chunky, but it's not as big as Great North Road. And it's not
Pandora
as...
Star.
And it's not
and Pandora
as...
Star was my first one of Peter
was
Hamilton.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But Pandora Star is pretty good, but it's like 2 massive chunky books, whereas this is a story all in one.
Yes.
What did I give it? 4 stars?
4 stars.
Yeah, probably. I think he's done better than that now, but I think he does keep improving as a writer. But again, now I would... But this, I think, came out before Pandora Star, or, you know, before I'd read that one anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, next up, Robert Reed, Marrow, and I gave that one 2.5 stars. And I don't know why, because I remember that being a lot better than 2.5 stars. I have lots of really good memories about that. So if I was to just do a random re-ranking now, if someone just said to me, if you say to me, what would you give Marrow by Robert Reed? Go.
What do you want? What would you give him?
I would give 3.5 stars.
Out of your memory?
Out of my memory of that book, which is always quite strange. Anyway, next up.
Isn't Marrow the stuff that's in bones?
It is something in bones, and that's what it is. There's something in the middle of something, and it's
something
called the marrow of something.
Oh, all right. Okay,
next up, episode number 9, Carl Sagan, Contact. I gave this 1 star. This was my lowest rating book up until that point.
Is that what the movie is based on?
Yes, the movie is much better. Don't read the book, just watch the movie. Everything that I didn't like in the book was I was just like, this is much better in the movie. And it's not even that an amazing of a movie.
No, but it's a good movie.
It's pretty
good. I like it.
It's pretty good. Anyway, next up, I thought that was going to be a low-rated book. Holy shit, the next book, Frank Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson, Hunters of Dune, 0.5 stars, which I think lasted quite a long time as one of the lowest ranked books. Hunters of Dune, really terrible. And I didn't finish it. In fact, Contact and Hunters of Dune, I didn't finish. I got about halfway through. So,
all right. Okay. So these are points given for not finished books.
Yeah. But then check this out. Next episode, number 11, Frank Herbert, Dune, 4.5 stars because Dune is really good. You can see I read that Hunters of Dune and I was like, well, this is so shit, but I've not read Dune for a while.
So you read Dune before recorded that podcast?
I read it. What do you mean? I read all these books before I did it.
Yeah, no, I mean, but you read Dune. How often did you read it now?
I've read it like 7 or 8 times by now in my life. You know, I
wow.
read it, you know, it's one of those books that, like, how many times have we, this is, how many episodes have we done here on this podcast about Dune? Like, 2? 3?
3.
And then some others? I don't know. Oh, yeah, maybe only 2, yeah, because I did it again with you when we watched the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, episode 12, Learning the World by Ken MacLeod. I don't remember anything. Oh, let me just say, if you notice the time on this, Dune, 4.5 stars, and I talked about it for 29 and a half minutes, and at the time I was like, wow, I really talked a long time about that book, and I'm really pleased with what I had to say. You know, it was one of those first episodes, I was like, I'm really proud of what I said. I've said stuff about this book which I think other people wouldn't say about it, or like I've given something unique to the world about this piece of popular culture. And
I will have to listen to that.
And so I think that's, if you're going to listen to early science fiction book review podcasts, except for listening to like episode 1 and 2, I think that's a pretty good one. Episode number 12, Ken MacLeod, Learning the World, 3 stars. if I was asked what I would give that book now, I would say I have no idea. I literally have no memory about that book at all.
You don't remember the content of it?
I think I remember at one point some of it was written as a series of blog posts, and I was like, wow, this is really 2000s. You know, it's like now if you read a book and it included, you know, Twitter messages and Facebook status and updates and stuff. It was a science fiction book which had blogging in it. Number 13, Charles Stross, Singularity Sky. I guess some kind of time travel-y kind of thing.
Did you read that again?
Why do you keep asking me if I've read it again? I don't understand what this
question
is.
Well, some of those books you read even while doing the SFBRP, read them again.
Oh, like for a second time?
Yes.
Yeah, well, no, not this one.
Okay.
No, not this one.
It just sounds familiar.
Okay. No, I don't. Oh, now I see. Yeah, again, like after this, have I read it again? Is it further down the list as well? No.
Okay.
Don't think so.
Good.
Variable. Oh yeah, Singularity Sky, and then another Heinlein,
a mistake in it is Heinlein. Yeah. You have something with Heinlein.
Yeah. So I reckon the reason why Heinlein is coming up incorrectly spelled is because there was probably like an autocomplete thing in iTunes or whatever I was doing.
Oh, and you typed in once wrong.
And then every time it was just autocompleting the name, and I was saying, "Oh, update." So I don't know why. Variable Star, written by two people, Heinlein and Spider Robinson. 4 stars.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good because it was like Heinlein, but like kind of a bit toned down with a little bit of the racist and sexism and sexness and having sex with children kind of things that is often there in his books.
Yeah,
and because it was like an unfinished manuscript that was then finished off later by somebody else. So I think it's a good balance there.
Okay. One thing I want to mention from that episode on
14,
it's always from now on 20 minutes and more.
Yes, as you see, the average time will go up until the average time is about 48 or 50 minutes or something, and then it kind of balances out with some longer ones. Okay, Verna Vinge, The Peace War. As you see, Vinge there again, and this is 4.5, and I think I gave it even a higher rating at the time, but then I've knocked it down a bit. I still haven't read the follow-up to that, so I don't know what it says. If I thought this was a really high, it was like the highest rated book so far, but I've never got around to reviewing the follow-up book, Marooned in Real Time, but whatever.
But do you remember the story?
Yeah, it's a good story. I really enjoy it.
Cool.
Politically, it's a bit weird, but, you know, I'm not sure if I mentioned that in the review. When I'm only talking about a book for 20 minutes, there's quite a few points which I'll leave out of it. Next up, David Evans, Time Station Berlin. Oh, I can hear your belly. Number 16, Time Station Berlin, which was, I thought, hey, I'll read some books of places that I visited or not been to or have visited as well. So Time Station Berlin was absolutely awful. I gave it 0.5 stars. Although now I would think, hey, maybe I should give it a bit more than that. But no, I think I just remember that was a fun ranting podcast. You know, these like low star ratings. I can do some rants. And I think that's the only episode that Pola ever joined in on, because she was sitting there and I was talking about Berlin because it's based in Berlin.
Right.
And it's like time travel, and they're going to try and, there's some people are going to try and shoot Kennedy when he was in Berlin, tear down this wall. And I just remember at one point, this guy's over in the east. He's like, I've only got 3 hours to get over to the west. How am I going to do this? And then he escapes over the wall. And I'm like, I was like, you know, it was actually a lot harder than that. It was obviously a book written about Berlin by somebody who's never been here.
Who has no idea how hard it was to climb over the wall. It wasn't only climbing,
but
it
also
was lots of other things.
He's in other places and it's like, oh, now I've got to get there, but the traffic is really bad. I'm like, that's like a kilometer. Just, you could run it in 10
Also in
minutes.
That time,
we got to move on.
The traffic wasn't that bad yet.
Yeah, okay. That's my point. Although I think I made all these points within the podcast itself. Anyway, next up, number 17, Kim Stanley Robinson, Antarctica. I gave this 4 stars. I have just went to Antarctica a few weeks ago.
Nice.
And of course, when I'm there, still a lot of my opinions about Antarctica come from that book, because we'd gone to Antarctica in 2007 to 2008, and we started this book, started the podcast at the start of 2008, so Antarctica was still quite new to me there. Number 18, Greg Bear, Moving Mars. I remember that this is definitely a book of two halves. I remember that. I can't remember which of the two halves I liked. This was the second time I've read it. I'd read it before I started the Science Fiction Book Review podcast. And I kind of feel like I want to read it again, because it's one of those books I was like, oh yeah, I remember there was some good stuff in there.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was the first half.
You should make a list of that.
Maybe.
I'll read again.
When I edit this podcast, I'll listen to the whole thing. No, I won't. Next up, Alistair Reynolds, The Prefect. First Alistair Reynolds full novel. And I gave this 4 stars. Later on, I think when we reviewed it together, we gave it a higher rating than that.
Yes.
And it is one of those things that you, when you read Alistair Reynolds again, you're like, oh shit, this guy had all of this planned out. Or, you know, he went back through and put the keys, you know, and all the different things. So
this is the second book I've read of that list.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Joe Haldeman, The Forever War, also 4 stars. It's a classic. You should read it. Next up, okay. Buzz Aldrin and John Barnes, Encounter with Tiber.
Oh, Aldrin wrote a book?
Yeah, co-authored a book. And again, this is one I gave it 2 stars. I remember enjoying this book way more than this, but I think even in this podcast, I remember because I'd read this one before previously. And when I mentioned in the podcast, I was like, oh, I remember this book being so much better than what I got, you know, and now I'm thinking... Oh, I think that book's way better than 2 stars. But I bet if I read it again, I was like, oh no, this is 2 stars.
It's really just 2 stars.
I'm just remembering the good stuff I like in the book. Next up, John Brunner, Crucible of Time, about weird aliens. And they see, it's really actually quite fun setup. They see a dust cloud and they realize their sun is going towards the dust cloud. And they pretty much say, right, we've got 20,000 years to get off this planet before our sun goes into the dust cloud. And then it's told generation after generation and evolutionary step after evolution. You know, it's sort of like this really long spanning novel.
About aliens
okay. trying to leave their planet. And there's fun that's aliens fun. In there. So I do remember that's a good one. Next up, Spider Robinson. I'd read a book with him and Heinlein. I thought, I'll check out one of his own stories. And this is called Callahan's Secret. It's actually a collection of short stories. And I remember them being, some of them being very bad. And all of them just ending in a pun. Next up, this is another one. Last Legends of Earth by A.A. Attanasio. I gave it 2 stars, and this was another book that I'd previously read.
Yes.
And again, I was like, oh, I remember this being much better than this. And now I'm like, oh no, I remember that's a really good book. And of course, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is the same thing's going to happen many times.
Next up,
Richard Morgan, who for a while was one of my... he's got a really good series of books that I really enjoyed, but this one was called Black Man, and I really didn't enjoy this one.
Well,
and this was one of the first times when I did a podcast about a book, and then the author of the book also... listened to the podcast, and we had a big email back exchange backwards and forwards, and he was like trying to convince me that I actually did like it.
Nice.
And if I wasn't so sexist and racist, I would really enjoy the book.
And you are sexist and racist.
Well, he was telling me I was. He was saying the reason I didn't like this book is that I'm uncomfortable reading about a black man being violent and being sexual and stuff like that.
Well,
and I do understand that, and I understand what he was doing when writing about it. I just didn't like the book.
Yeah,
so
well, that
happens. I'll give him some things in that exchange and not others. Next up, moving on to John Varley, Red Thunder, which was a pile of wank.
You skipped Ian M. Banks.
Oh, Ian M. Banks, Use of Weapons. Ah, very important. First ever 5-star book. We've talked about Ian M. Banks enough. I don't need to go over that.
Yeah.
Next up, John Varley, Red Thunder. It starts off and it's like, hey, kids, let's build a spaceship to go to Mars. And they're like, yay, let's do it. And then they do. And then they get to Mars and we're like, we built a spaceship. But then there's sex and stuff and prostitutes, and you're like, is this for kids or what is this for? Anyway,
what?
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, 1.5 stars is really...
pretty awful book.
Yeah.
Other John Varley books, pretty good, though. Robert Reed, Down the Bright Way, 4.2 stars. Oh, so I did give other books 4.2 stars. I really, really enjoyed this book. I read it because I thought it was the follow-up to Marrow.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. It was a different book, and it was a better book than I thought. And I was like, this is really clever. Some time travel-y I don't want to get... Again, I can't... I could just explain all these stories, but there's no point. I like that book. Next up, big controversy here, Neal Stephenson, Snow Crash. I gave it 0.9 stars because I did finish it, so I didn't want to give it... You know, I didn't want to give it 1 star, but I didn't want to give it 0.5 stars because that's kind of reserved for books I don't finish.
Mm.
So I didn't finish it, and I got so much feedback, and then the next podcast, I was like, right, let's start up with the feedback. Or follow-up, as it's called now in modern podcasting terms. And I started off with that, and the follow-up lasted 19 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to edit that and make it its own podcast. And then I started again. But Snow Crash, really bad book. To be honest, thinking back, because I hear so many other people talking about it, and they always talk about the good things in it, and I'm like, oh, that is pretty good. But at the time, I was like, it didn't matter how many people replied to me and talked about the good things. I was like, if you like that one thing, but there's this and there's this and there's this and there's like 20 other
massive
things. I read
that too, and I have the same complaints.
Yeah.
And it's just not Not really anything.
Yeah. So 29 and a half, Accidental Feedback Show. That was with the first and a half episodes. Number 30, Peter F. Hamilton, Dreaming Void. See, here's the Void trilogy yes. coming up. I've already done the Pandora Star and things. I've read those before.
Okay. Did you review them as well?
Only with you. Do you remember yeah, when right. you read yes. them? We did an episode together, yeah. which we'll okay. get to later. Next up, William Gibson, Neuromancer. Weirdly, it says 2.5 stars. I remember... I don't know. It's one of those things that now I think, oh, no, that's more. That's better. Because I really enjoyed the writing, the story, and a lot yeah. of the characters didn't really do it for me, though.
I don't think I finished yeah. it. It's too much. Like, isn't that cyberpunk kind of stuff?
It is the definition.
Yeah.
Snow Crash and Neuromancer. Maybe if I'd have read Neuromancer not directly after Snow Crash, yeah, I'd have been better about it. Better. But even then, cyberpunk still doesn't really do it for me. Let me just check if we're still recording over here. We are still recording. That's pretty good. Let's go back to here. John Wyndham, The Day of the Triffids, episode 32. I gave it 4.5 stars. We have also did an episode together about that.
We did,
that.
Yeah.
And comparing it to, I think even in this podcast, this early podcast, I compared it to 28 Days Later. But we went more into that connection when we watched that movie. Okay, here, check it out. Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson, Paul of June. This was the first ever book that anybody said to me, hey, we've got this book and we send it to you for free and you can read it. And I was like, hey, this is a good deal because I'm reviewing books and people are going to send me books for free. And it came and I read half of it. I gave it 0.5 star reviews and I was like, nobody is ever going to send me a book ever again. And if they do arrive in the post, it's unsolicited, which means I just throw them out or just donate them to another bookshop. And it started off having that like, email template. Anytime anyone asks me to review a book, I just send back the same template every time. They're like, oh, thanks for replying. It's like, yeah, it's a keyboard shortcut.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul of June, another Dune book. And I think from then I gave up on all Dune books except the original Dune. Okay, next up, Perdido Street Station by China Mieval, episode number 34. Again, 2.5 stars. Now in my head, oh no, much better than that. But then as soon as I was thinking that, I was like, oh no, I remember how that book ends. 2.5 stars. Next up, Robert Reed, the final Robert Reed, Well of Stars. Guess what Well of Stars is by Robert Reed?
I don't know.
It's the follow-up. Yeah. Okay. And I gave it 2.5 stars because it wasn't as good as the first one. But now I get why they got the same rating. They shouldn't do. Okay, here we go. Episode number 36. I was just remembering this book a few weeks ago. I was back in Buenos Aires and this was... the first episode, I think in 2009 that I reviewed, I had this trapped nerve in my spine. I was off my head on drugs. I had gone out and had found the only book that I could find in whole of Buenos Aires in English that I felt like I'd read.
Yeah.
And I read it and it was so bad. I think probably the longest episode up until that. It is almost an entire rant just
yes,
to that book.
I really had fun listening to that one.
This is one of those classic episodes where so many people went into it. And this is the episode which is that Jesse and Scott from the SFF Audio heard and they mentioned it. And then I guess I had an SFBRP or Luke Burridge Google alert at the time. And it was said, and they have extensive show notes in their podcast. You know, you've read their show notes, every author, everything that did. Yes. And my name came up, and I was like, oh. And so I listened to that podcast about it, where they mentioned me, and then I got in contact. And that was episode, 8 of the science fiction? No, sorry, SFF Audio. And now they're over 300. They've got more episodes out than us. Well, they do it weekly.
They overtook you.
Yeah, they overtook me. So there's quite a bit of history there. So there's a little bit there. Isaac Asimov and Robert Silverberg, Nightfall. Such a fun, quirky little short story extended out by another author into a novel and turned absolutely shit. Next up.
But it's the first Isaac Asimov so far.
Yeah, but it's not really. It's a... yeah, but Asimov didn't write that many novels. And this was one of his novels that I hadn't read. You know, there's only a few novels that I hadn't read since back in the 90s and 2000s. So I got to it. 38, looking back at 2008. Okay, so I guess Hominids was near the end of 2008, not the first of 2009. And I guess what we're doing now is what that I did in that one. I went back through all the books and said what I thought about them.
Over 1 year.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. What we should do is actually pause, listen to what I thought about all those books and see if after, you know, see what I thought after a year, if I still think 5 years later, because that's what we're doing now.
Yes.
I think I talked a little bit more about them. Oh man, this podcast, we've only got through 1 year and we're already like, oh man, this podcast is going to last so long. Okay, here we go. On to episode 39. Oh fuck, this is a really bad idea. We're not going to get through these books. Peter F. Hamilton, Temporal Void. Again, the next book in the series, 3.5 stars. Next up, episode 40, Frederick Pohl, Gateway, another classic. I really like that. Did I review that again for a second time? Maybe as an audiobook. I don't remember.
I think there are a few to come through then.
Walter M.J. Miller, A Canticle for Leibowitz. This is the first time I reviewed it. I gave it 3 stars. I've talked enough about this book.
And you read it again.
Yeah, and again, because people brought it up when I did The Sparrow, which is more, you know, science fiction about Catholic priests.
Yeah.
Richard Morgan, Altered Carbon. I said he has a really good series and I didn't like Black Man. I thought, well, let's read Altered Carbon to see if it is as good as I thought it is.
It's better.
It's really good. It's really good. I think it's being made into a movie or maybe a TV show. I think that's what it's being made into. Because I still follow his blog, even though he doesn't write a lot of novels now. Alistair Reynolds, Century Rain. Here we go. Alistair Reynolds' worst ever book. 2 stars. It is awful. Again, I understand what he was going with it because he does these things. I was like, oh, I'll do my rewrite of this kind of literature. Like he does with that in Terminal World. He's like, oh, I'll do my Mars book, you know, and I'm going to reference all of these other science fiction Mars books and also steampunk. And it works really well. Here, he's doing a similar thing, whereas if I liked those other kinds of literature that he's referencing, I think I'd enjoy it more. Next up, Ian M. Banks, Matter. 3 stars. And I think we upped that rating when we did the whole read through. H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. This is one of my all time favorites. 4.3 stars. Next up, episode 46, Many Science Fiction Series.
What's that?
Which is what I did, is I just had a list, like a Wikipedia list of science fiction series and just went through them and did, you know what we're doing now?
Yeah.
I've read this bit and I like this much a bit here as well. So that's good. Carl Schroeder, Ventus, 3.5 stars. I remember that. It's much better. That's one of those books that after I read it, people at the time said, oh, he's come up with concepts so new, he's had to come up with new words and terminology.
Yeah.
And then I read it. And pretty much since reading that book, that is kind of how I think about the world. It's one of those weird ones.
Okay.
It's a book that rewires your brain so you don't look at the world the same way again.
Okay, that's funny.
It is funny, and I do suggest reading it.
But that's not the guy who wrote then Wetware and...
No,
that's somebody else.
Oh, no, I think that is Carl Schroeder. What you should do is just type in Wetware, Command F and Wetware, and find it again. Dan Simmons, Hyperion.
No, Rudy Rucker, sorry.
Rudy Rucker. But yes, he's a similar kind of writer. He does like this, this computery thinky, whatever.
Yeah.
Computers thinking. Which sounds like so basic now when you actually talk about
of course it does.
49, Hyperion. I did this podcast and there was some live streaming website. I don't remember what it was. So I did this recording and people could listen in live when I recorded it.
Oh, nice.
We talked about Hyperion. Really great book. I really enjoy it. 4 stars there. 49 and a half, Answering Questions live from the chat room. There was a few people listening and they asked some questions and I answered them. I don't remember anything I said. You know, I don't listen back to most of
these podcasts. But that's a nice idea. Maybe you should do that again in the future.
Yeah, maybe. If I can ever get together. We'd have to arrange a time a few weeks in advance and do it. Philip Jose Farmer, To Your Scattered Bodies Go. It's about Hitler sailing up a river in the afterlife. It's pretty quirky, quite fun. Joe Haldeman, gave it 3 stars. Joe Haldeman, The Accidental Time Machine. Now this starts, if it was just a novella, like a short story, that like first few chapters, it's really good fun. I really like it. And then he's like, oh, okay, now let's extend this out to be a novel. And it turns out to be a very average,
disappointing
novel. Yes, it does. Charles Stross, Halting State. Singularity Sky, not a great fan. Halting State, this is actually... Four stars. This is cyberpunk set in Edinburgh with sword fighting. It's referencing very specifically things like Snow Crash and these other ones.
That sounds fun.
And you know what? It is actually a lot of fun.
I keep that in my head.
It was one of those books where as I was reading, I was like, oh, this is cyberpunk, but not everything is grim. There is some grimness in there. There is some, you know, the corporatism and all these other things. But it's actually a really good fun book. Tobias Espakel, Crystal Rain. Now, this is one of those other books where there's so much to like in this book, the quirky characters and stuff, but the writing, Tobias Espakel, I've mentioned it on all the reviews of his, I really enjoy his ideas.
Yeah.
He can't put a sentence together, like 3 or 4 words, you're like, okay, put these words together in the correct order with the correct spelling, and he'd be like, the cat sat mat on. And I'm like, yeah, great.
Oh, no. That should just be a person who's lecturing the stuff, maybe.
I read his blog. His blog is great because he's talking about all these different things.
Yeah.
And then he puts the like, he gets all these ideas and puts them all together into a novel. And I'm like, great ideas, great action, fun characters. Just learn how to spell and use grammar and stuff like that. So, unfortunately, Crystal Rain... In fact, it was so low, I almost never read another book of his. And I'm glad I did read other books of his, but that first book was so like low ranked. But I'll always give an author a second try. And Tobias Espekel is one of those authors that I'm glad I gave another try, because he's a good author. You know, he's a fun storyteller.
Nice.
But because of his bad spelling, I almost didn't give it. Movement happened. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite disconnected, you know, passive sentences. This happened. Movement happened. And I was like, movement, like, happened. Listen to that podcast.
Sounds fun.
Episode 53 is a good one. Cory Doctorow, Little Brother. Cory Doctorow's best book. And this is almost an author which I wish I hadn't given another chance after rating him 4 stars, because all of his other books are terrible compared to that.
Is that a guy, yeah?
Cory Doctorow, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dan Simmons, Fall of Hyperion. Oh, my goodness.
No.
How far the great can fall. From Hyperion to Fall of Hyperion, it's
in the title.
It's in the title. Dan Simmons, just finish. Don't try and finish a story. People complain that at the end of Hyperion, the story doesn't finish. They just go to meet the Shrike and they link arms, and it's a really bad ending to that story, because then suddenly they start acting out the Wizard of Oz, and you're like, no, just stop putting. Don't be that literary. Don't try and be that literary. Just finish the story. And then he doesn't finish the story, and everyone goes, oh, you didn't finish the story. And then he finishes the story, and I'm like, oh, you finished the story. Shouldn't have finished that. A.E. Van Vogt. Slan. Oh, man, I remember that book being really shit. I gave it 2.5 stars. In my memory, that's a 1-star book. I don't know why. John Scalzi, Old Man's War. Starts off really, really lame. A bit shit in the middle. And then it really picks up at the end. I'm like, oh man, where was this story all the way?
Three star book.
Yeah, it's like, sounds good. It's okay. It starts off quirky and kind of fun. Middle part just terrible.
So 2, 1, 3.
Yeah, like it's a 2.5-star book in the start.
Yeah.
It's a 1-star book in the middle, and it's a 4-star book in the end. So it averages out to about 3 stars, let's say. Orson Scott Card, Ender's Game. We've talked about that many times.
We watched the movie.
We listened to the audio play.
We did.
What were the other things? Oh, and you read Ender's Shadow and stuff. We talked about that. Yes. 4.5 stars. Very good book. It's a classic. Kim Stanley... Oh, what's my... We've been sitting down doing this episode so long, my watch is telling me to stand up already. Okay, Kim Stanley Robinson, The Gold Coast, which is a fun book. Next up, Luke Burridge, Minding Tomorrow. This is episode number 60. I didn't record this. Another podcast listener recorded a review of my book and sent me the audio file.
Nice.
And I put it out there. He gave it 3.5 stars. I think we gave it 4 stars or something like that. But I wrote it, so of course I like it. John Barnes, The Sky So Big and Black. 4.5 stars. Yeah.
Was this good rating?
What else did John Barnes write? He wrote the book with Boz Aldrin. That was what I'm looking for. And and I was like, what's his books just by himself? You know what? Better than with Boz Aldrin.
Nice.
62, Stephen Donaldson, The Real Story. I gave this a low rating. And this is another one that I'm glad I continued reading the series. I can't remember if I did read this, continue reading the series, but people are saying, oh, no, it gets better.
So, but it is a series.
It's really rapey at the start, but it gets better. And I'm like, do I still have to read about the rapey guy? And they're like, yeah, but it gets better. I'm like, okay. Mm. So Robert Sheckley, The State of Civilization. I remember literally nothing about that book. 63, Jules Verne, From the Earth to the Moon. It's Jules Verne. It's really good fun. It's quirky and racist in a much more fun way than normal old books, you know, because all these old books is like,
of course,
and then we went to Africa and we killed everyone, but that's what they deserved, kind of racism.
Yeah,
whereas this book is like, hey, like it's a Frenchman writing about Americans, like, hey, aren't the Americans a bit idiots? And it's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And it's racism in that direction is much more fun. Olaf Stapleton, First, Last,
no,
and
you
First.
Missed 64, Ray Bradbury.
Yeah, Fahrenheit. But we all like Fahrenheit 451.
But still needs to be mentioned.
3.5 stars, which is about right. It's a classic for a reason. Olaf Stapledon, Last and First Men. No rating, because it turns out it's not really a novel. And John Varley, here we go. You know when I said John Varley, he wrote The Red Thunder?
Yeah.
Blue Steel.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. And Steel Beach. 3.5 stars. I thought it was much better than that. Again, maybe I remember the good stuff of this one, whereas Red Thunder, I only remember the bad stuff about it.
Yeah.
But John Varley can write a good novel. And there's a book collection, like a short story collection, that everyone always tells me to read about that. And I'll get to it one day. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. Because after doing Fahrenheit 451 and
went back to classics.
Yeah, going back to some of these classics here. Brave New World, 2 stars. Really don't like that book. I don't think there's a lot to recommend about it. Even when it's people say, George Orwell wasn't right, Aldous Huxley was right. And I'm like, yeah, he wasn't. Unfortunately, there is a science fiction author who thought he was predicting the future. And he wrote another foreword to his book saying, this was correct in my book and I predicted the future in this way. And it's like, No, you didn't. You were just writing a book.
Yeah.
Ursula K. Le Guin, Left Hand of Darkness. You're reading this one at the
moment. I'm currently reading that one.
Oh, so maybe we'll do another episode of that coming up. 4.5 stars. I know you don't think it's a 4.5 star book, but I really do. Edgar Rice Burroughs, A Princess of Mars. 3.5 stars. Really good fun. We even watched the movie, didn't we? Everyone said the movie was really shit. And we watched it and we're like, you know what? That was all right.
Yeah.
A fun adventure movie.
Yeah.
I think people had higher expectations, or our expectations were lowered enough.
Isn't Edgar Rice Burroughs also one of the older guys, Huxley? Isn't that similar?
Yeah, he was before them. He was writing in like the 1920s and 30s and stuff like that.
Also a bit like racist and...
Very racist.
Very racist.
Not only is his books racist, he was racist.
He himself.
He said he wrote Tarzan and stuff. We talked about Tarzan, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
But he even set up his own community, and in the charter, black people weren't allowed to live there. He actually wrote the rules for his community. Next up, Richard Morgan, Market Forces.
Greg Egan.
Oh, Greg Egan. Shield's Ladder. Shield's Ladder. Okay. This is science fiction. He even says it in the cover notes. He says, you know, sometimes it's not a bad thing if you have to have a notepad and pen to keep all the things in the book straight as you're reading the book.
Oh, really?
And it is one of those books. And by the end, my mind is like dripping out of my ear. And I'm like, hey, I really enjoyed that. Greg Egan, I just did that one. 71, Market Forces, by Richard Morgan. 4 stars for Richard Morgan's Market Forces, because I really love this book, and this is a book that all the critics really panned. Like, nobody else liked this book, and I really liked it. I was like, oh, this is really great.
What's it about?
It's a kind of a dystopian future where businessmen settle disputes by driving cars at each other. So it's like Fast and the Furious crossed with, I don't know, businesses stuff. I don't remember much about it. I do remember really enjoying it. Ursula K. Le Guin, another one here. The Dispossessed.
I would totally say this rating is as how my rating
stars
would be, just the same.
72.5, Jesse and Luke in Conversation. This was when me and Jesse were just like, you know, hanging out and chatting, and we talked for an hour about something, or an hour and 40 minutes.
And then you recorded it.
And I was recording, I can't remember why, but it was recording, and I was like, oh, I'll just put this out as a podcast. That's happened a few times. Now we can just talk like that, and of course it's... Well, I'm on his podcast enough, and we can join forces to actually do podcasts if we want to do subjects. Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 3.5 stars. I think it's better than that. I don't know why I only gave it 3.5 stars. Corey
I really
Doctorow,
like the movie.
Makers. I know, you keep saying that. Cory Doctorow, Makers, 1.5 stars. It's terrible. That's a really bad book.
So that went down from the one that you
four
really
stars,
enjoyed.
Yeah. 4 stars for Little Brother, 1.5 stars. And I don't think, that was terrible. I think it was the one where it's everyone he goes to Disney and he's like, oh, and Disney is amazing. I'm like, it might be. I've never been. No, really, Disney is amazing. Disneyland is amazing. I'm like, it could be. Oh, Disney is. And all the time I'm just thinking, I just don't care enough about Disney.
Yeah.
And it's, that was a different one. No, Makers was a different thing. Must be a different one.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're mixing up things.
I am.
So the next one is a big step up from Snow Crash.
What, Anathema? Yeah, this is Neal Stephenson. He is the author. Shall I give this guy a second chance? I'm so glad I did. Anathema is another one of those reprogram your brain kind of things.
Okay.
Not quite as much
but
as Ventus.
But it's really chunky as well,
it's a bit
it?
Chunky. Did you read it?
No.
I think you would. Also, this is another one with priests in the future, but not really in the future. You think it might be in the future. It's not in the future. Spoiler, not. It's not in the future. Neal Stephenson, Anathema. I talked for a long time. That was, I think, the longest episode so far. Yeah.
Luke and Jesse in Conversation.
Yeah,
is not really.
That doesn't really count. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a massive book, so it's okay. Scott Sigler, The Rookie. And this was funny because I just reviewed the next book in that series.
Cool.
The Starter.
Is it good?
Yes, it is actually really good because it's a podcast. He records it as a podcast, and he does all the voices and the sound effects, and it's really well produced. So I would suggest everyone listen to The Rookie, even if you don't know that much about American football. It's American football with aliens in the future. 700 years in the future. Or
that's
whatever it is.
A fun combination.
It is really fun. H.G. Wells, The Invisible Man. Not as good as some of his other books, but a really good one. Jesse was on this episode with me. And the next episode, 79, we reviewed a book called Smoke and then just generally talked about other Invisible Men stories. So
okay.
that's a couple of books there. We did that again with Time Travel as well. So episode 80, Peter Watts, Blindsights. This was my first Peter Watts book. And again, here is another. You want to rewire your brain?
Yeah.
Reading science fiction? Peter Watts is that guy. And Blindsight is about a vampire in space.
Really difficult for me to read.
You couldn't get into it.
I stopped reading it. I might come back at some point, but it wasn't an easy read.
Yeah, I actually read that again because I was like, hey, you should, because I read the second book and reviewed it.
Yes.
And I was like, you should read this first book. I think you really like that.
Yeah.
And so I read it again, but because you didn't finish it, I didn't review it. So I have actually read that again since, but didn't do a podcast about it. Alistair Reynolds, Revelation Space. You know what happens around about here?
What?
My first audiobook. This is after about 2 years of listening to audiobooks. Of reading everything as ebooks and
paper books.
And then I had an iPhone and then it was easier to listen to audiobooks. And I was like, you know, you could sign up for Audible. And I did, you know, I listened to the podcast adverts on other people's podcasts and things. And I was like, okay, let's give it a go. And I started listening and I fell asleep immediately. And then I tried listening again. I was just falling asleep. I was like, how does anyone listen to a podcast without falling? An audiobook without falling asleep. And this is when I realized, I need to be listening to audiobooks not when I'd normally be reading, but when I'd normally be doing other things, like listening to podcasts or listening to music.
You need to do something which is not taking up all your brain space.
Because beforehand, on a cruise ship, I'd just go sit out on deck and sit down with a book and I'd just read and I'd watch the sea go by and whatever. And then I was just sitting down, putting my headphones in and falling asleep within minutes. I was like, I'm never going to get through this book. Anyway, Revelation Space, really good book. Next up, The Wind-Up Girl by Pablo Bacigalupi, 4 stars. Very good. Spring punk, not steampunk.
Spring punk.
Yeah, everything is powered by wound up springs.
Oh, springs.
Yeah,
I thought it was spring, like in winter and spring and summer.
No, not that. moving on. Oh, how long have we gone? Oh,
China,
shit, this is taking ages.
Mieville.
China Mieville, the city in the city.
Okay.
Weird. I know it's a weird thing to say this, but I just, again, read The Tales of the New Earth. No, Tales of the... No, what I'm going to say. Dying Earth books. Dying Earth series.
Yeah, the same person.
No, it's not by the same person. No. But the city, there's one short story in that collection.
Yeah.
The Dying Earth book by Jack Vance. Mm. And it's the city in the city. And almost everything that he does in this book, I'm like, oh man, he managed to do it in 20 pages in this, or even less, you know.
Yeah.
There's a few throwaway comments. It's about two cities that exist in the same place. But there's two different countries. So like Berlin had a wall down the middle and one side of the wall was one city.
Yeah.
Just imagine West Berlin and East Berlin put on top of each other.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're in West Berlin, so some houses are in West Berlin and some houses are not, but they share the same street. Anyway, it's very confusing.
Confusing.
And the idea is really good. I didn't remember who ripped it off from Jack Vance, but anyway. R. Scott Baker, The Prince of Nothing series, 3.5 stars. I have later talked about those books at length. Ian M. Banks, Transition. No, not Ian M. Banks. Ian Banks. He wrote this was released not with an M in front of it in some places, but it is kind of science fictiony about torturers. Next up, Gene Wolfe, Shadow of the Torturer. It was weird to read two books back to back
about
torturers. And Gene Wolfe, I gave it 1.5 stars, and I'm really glad that I continued on to read through to the end of the Shadow of the Torture series. Daniel Suarez Damon. Now, this has got a little bit of history between you and me because I read this book. And on our first ever date, I was like, what book are you reading? And you're like, Damon by Daniel Suarez. And you got out your handbag and I was like, oh man, talk about a rant and a half on a podcast. I gave that 1 star because you'd read about that first third of the book. And I was like, stop reading about them. Don't go on. And you didn't listen to me.
No, I continued. And I also read the second one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least I bought it. Yeah. I don't remember. I think I read it. And of course...
Arkady and Boris Strugatsky, Roadside Picnic, episode 88. I gave this 1 4 stars. I really enjoyed this book.
I read that too.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I love the ending of that back. It's an amazing ending for a book. The Unincorporated Man, 3 stars. Oh, I remember this being rant-tastic about how bad that book was.
But it is 3 stars.
Yeah, in my brain that was a 1-star book. I'm not sure. Don't know how. Hey, check this out. number 90, Mike Resnick, Kieran Yaga. Love this book. It's about Africa in space. No, not Africa. Let's say Tanzania.
Let's
be more specific about that. I don't want to be racist and call Africa all this one thing. But
it's specific Tanzania.
Yeah, it is Tanzania with those people and Mount Kenya. No, not Mount Kenya. Mount Tanzania. Not Mount Kenya. Know what I'm talking about? Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
But not that. It's actually Mount Tanzania and whatever. So, because I was just thinking we were in Kenya when we saw Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
Because it's just across the border, isn't it? Like the border is next to it. So I'm getting mixed up of where we were when we saw that. Peter Watts, Starfish. Now, this is a first of his series, his Rifter series. And I think you'd probably enjoy the Rifter series a bit more. You should read Starfish. You can download these books as e-books. Verna Vinge, Rainbow's End. Now, this is him. This is another book. Where at the time, I was like, hey, this is really good. And I had all these thoughts in my head, but I didn't quite know where they were coming from. And then I listened to another podcast. I think the SFF Audio podcast did it about Verna Vinge. And they had much more intelligent people than me on about it. And I was like, oh, right, that's what their reference is. Oh, yeah, I get this. Anyway, here we go. Robert J. Sawyer, talk about Rantastic book. Listen to episode 94.
One star, wow.
One star here. Calculating God. Probably the worst book I read.
You sure?
From memory.
Of all the books you read.
I know I only gave it one star. Thinking back now. Oh, no. Let me put it this way. The worst book that I finished reading all the way through.
Okay.
Because there was the Doomsday book.
Yeah,
by Connie
Willis. Wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, but I didn't finish the Doomsday book by Connie Willis. Next up, John Wyndon, The Chrysalids. I really enjoyed this.
George R. R. Martin, Game of Thrones. You read that book.
Yes, I will continue with the series once the entire book is, once the entire series is written and people get to the end and say, yes, it's worth reading all the way through to the end. I don't believe it will
be. I never started it. I never will. It's just not my kind of thing.
We watched episode one of the TV series. Next up, John Wyndham, The Chrysalids, 4.5. I really enjoy that book. It's a childhood favourite. Next up, Robert A. Heinlein. I spelt it correctly. Look at that. Moon is a Harsh
Well
Mistress.
Done.
Libertarian, yay. Book, yay. Actually, Libertarian, boo.
You said it's a good one. Should I read it?
It's a good one, but I never understand why libertarians say, hey, this is good. This is what it says. And it's like, you know, half of all the people die in the book.
Yeah.
So if you're okay with half of the entire population dying, yay libertarianism. That's the way that I read
I'm
that
sure
book.
There are better ways.
Next up, Patrick Rothfuss, The Name of the Wind, 3 stars.
In 98, Alfred Bester.
How do I keep missing them?
I don't know.
Because I keep highlighting them and then I miss where... Right, then I'm looking down below the highlight. Alfred Bester, The Star's My Destination. 2.5 stars.
Not so good.
I don't remember very much about it.
Okay. Well, the writing is kind of reflecting that. It's kind of like an average whatever
rating. The rating. 2.5 stars, yes. Totally forgettable. I mean, I remember about it, but I don't remember having any opinions about it. Patrick Rothfuss, The Name of the Wind. 3 stars, big chunky book. Again, I think I'm a bit soured by reading the second book. And even though I enjoyed the second book, I'm like, well, this series is going nowhere. And you know when the third book, you know what the third book is like?
What?
Don't know. Hasn't come out yet. It's another one of those long-running fantasy series where you're just like, this person has just lost control. Mm. But the first two books made enough money that he doesn't have to finish it and get it out the door quickly.
I see.
You know, it's like, well, I don't need to finish a book. I could just live off my savings from my previous two blockbusters.
Nice one.
Episode number 100, Science Fiction and Personal Philosophy. I gave it no rate. I talk about stuff. What you should just do is actually later on, there's another Heinlein book, which is... Have Spacesuit Will Travel.
Yeah.
In that podcast that we talked about, that I think I go over. So don't bother listening to episode number 100. Just listen to the podcast review that I did of Have Spacesuit Will Travel. Larry Niven and Jerry Pournelle, Lucifer's Hammer. What's this about? It's actually some fun stuff in there, some fun science, but it's so racist. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It just in the end, it's going, you know, all the black people, they're going to kill you and probably eat you. And all the white people are great. And I'm just like, really? Is this the message of the book?
Ouch.
It seems like, yes, it is the book. Okay, Pablo Bacigalupi and Tobias S. Buchel.
That looks like a fun combination of two guys you like the books of.
It is. It's actually a really good book. They bring out each other's strengths. Tobias S. Buchel brings a bit of levity to Pablo Bacigalupi. And Pablo Bacigalupi brings out a bit of knowing how to spell correctly out of Tobias S. Buchel. Excuse me, I'm just going to take a sip. My drink?
Nice one.
Mm. And
I remember you reading this one though, or listening to it.
Maybe this was an Audible exclusive.
All right.
It was only available in Audible. And, you know, normally, like, when I do a book, I'll just be like, oh, I wonder what the star rating is of this. No star ratings. I was the first person on the whole internet to review that book.
Cool.
Because I do Science Fiction Book Review Podcast, and it was there, and I had an Audible credit, and I spent it, and it was good. So so everything that I said about that book, I'd never heard anyone talk about it or have read any other opinions about it. So, and since then, I don't think I've looked anything up. Okay, Scott Lynch, The Lies of Loch Lamara, a fun book. That's all I can say. Alistair Reynolds, House of Suns, probably one of my favorite Alistair Reynolds book. Did you read that?
I have it in my Audible.
Oh yeah, you never got to. We never.
It's like I don't have time to listen to many audiobooks. Yeah. The only time I do it is like when I'm driving.
And it's taken us over a year to get through the current Alistair Reynolds audiobook.
Yeah.
Jack McDevitt, Deep Six. What a pile of shit. George R. Stewart, Oops. Earth Abides. I love this book. We actually, it's a very long episode, but there was three of us talking about it because it was an SFF audio crossover podcast and I put it out here. And at the end, I didn't give it a star rating, but 4.5 stars would be
It's really funny how like number 104 is 4.5, 105 is 1.5, 106 is 4.5, 107 is 1.5.
Mike Resnick, Starship Mutiny. And I was like, hey, this Kieran Yaga book was amazing. Let me read his series. Oh, it's military science fiction. It's Napoleonic wars in space.
What?
It's, you know, it's like the Battle of Trafalgar in space. You know, it's just imagine what it would be like to be on a pirate ship and some other ships and have space battles.
Yeah.
In space.
Okay.
And it's awful.
All right.
Or maybe I'm thinking of something else. Peter F. Hamilton, Evolutionary Void, continuing on with that series, 3.5 stars. Gene Wolfe, The Claw of the Conciliator. I was like, hey, you know what? This Book of the Long Sun. New Earth? Long Earth. Can't remember what the series is. Long New Earth. I'm getting confused with the
Long New Earth.
Dying. Anyway, I read that and I was like, oh, well, there might be something to this book. It turns out there is something to this book, but overall the series
is average.
Yeah. There was still enough of the original, the first book, which annoyed me about it, but I'm like, there's glimmers of hope in here.
All right.
Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse 5, 5 stars.
I put it down as in mine to read list because actually, I mean, it's Dresden happening, right?
Yeah.
I really should read it, I think.
Yeah, it is an amazing book.
Okay.
Not strictly science fiction, but science fiction tropes.
Okay.
And a really good audiobook narrated by Ethan Hawke, and it made me cry.
Nice. Aww.
2 or 3 times. Aww. And laugh all the way through as well. Stephen Baxter, Flood. What a pile of shit. Suzanne Collins, The Hunger Games. I really enjoyed The Hunger Games. I never continued on with the series, and I haven't got around to watching the last two movies either.
No, we haven't. I think always that if they stretch it out too much, yeah, I don't probably. Really like it.
George Orwell, 1984, 4.9 stars. It's almost a perfect book. There's one chapter in the book which lets it down. Otherwise, I would give it a 5 stars. Brandon Sanderson, Mistborn, The Final Empire.
Number one. How many are there?
Three.
Do you read all of them?
No, I didn't, because people said the second one isn't so good and the third one isn't so good. But it's a fun book. 3.5 stars. It's good. Brandon, is that the first Brandon Sanderson? Oh, no. Yeah. I think there was one that he had written before, and I didn't finish it, so I didn't do the full review of it.
But it's the first time that he's appearing.
Yes, in this list. Daniel Keyes, Flowers...
No, Elizabeth Moon.
Oh, Elizabeth Moon, Speed of Dark. I wrote a song about that. You know my two-minute pop album? There's a track on there called Speed of Dark. I wrote it because I read that book and I enjoyed it.
Well, I read Elizabeth Moon.
Yes, we talked about it on the podcast a few episodes ago. Daniel Keyes, Flowers at Algernon, 5 stars. Nice. Amazing book. Anne Rand, Atlas Shrugged. Oh, talk about a book which I could talk a lot about, but I didn't finish.
I should really check that out.
No, you shouldn't.
Just listen to my review of it.
I really enjoyed that review of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, but I didn't want to give it a rating because I didn't finish it. And because it's such a big book, like some books I'll just go, I get a feeling for this, but also I didn't want to rate it just because I didn't want to piss off.
But it is science fiction.
Hardcore libertarians. It's not even science fiction.
Okay.
The science fiction is, hey, we've got this new kind of magic metal and there's trains somewhere. It's really it's really not great.
Okay.
Really not great. It's not a novel. It's a political thing.
Compendium.
And at the end, someone gives a speech and it lasts for about 80 pages in the book.
80 pages?
Something like that. I didn't get
one
to that.
One speech?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, well, Robert A. Heinlein, Starship Troopers. I really enjoyed this book and I enjoyed the movie. Arthur C. Clarke, City in the Stars. Half of that book is amazing and then it falls apart in the second half. But
totally.
Do you have the same opinion of that?
Yeah.
Joe Abercrombie, The Blade Itself. That's the first book in a series, and by the end of it, I liked the series more. People are like, oh no, it makes a lot more sense going through, but overall, it's not a... The story, it's not a satisfying story, even if the characters have got some of the... Glockta! I am Glockta! It's very good.
Yeah, so you listen to it as an audiobook.
Yeah, great audiobook. Pity about the story. Anyway, the characters in the audiobook are really great. Michael Flynn, Eiffelheim, 2 stars. Again, this is a book which in my brain is like a 3.5-4-star book, but I actually didn't read it in order because it was switching back between medieval Germany and modern day.
Okay.
And it was awful. So I was like, I'll just read the medieval Germany part, and read it through, and I was like, oh, that was really good. And then I went back through, but it took me 2 attempts to get through it. Pat Frank, Alas, Babylon, which is a fun book. Did I do that with SF of Audio? I can't remember. Anyway, it's about post-nuclear war in Florida.
Never heard that.
It was the first ever post-nuclear war story kind of thing.
That's creepy.
Written in the 1950s.
I actually do imagine that they just get out, that they just say, the president say, oh, let's just get out the nuclear weapons.
It's not going to happen. Okay, we got to get through this. Patrick Rothfuss, Wiseman's Fear. And you're like, oh, 3.5 stars.
No, Stephen Donaldson, Forbidden Knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Forbidden Knowledge. Oh, that was the follow-up. You know, I said, oh, there's this one book which is mostly rapey in space.
Yeah.
Or was that the second book? Anyway, I read the second book and it was mildly better, but I never continued on with the series and I probably don't think I will.
Well.
Patrick Rothfuss, Wiseman's Fear. On the Geek Nights podcast, what do they call this? Captain Happy's Penis Adventure or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it is. It really is. It gets to this point where it's like, and then I had sex and I was amazing. And then I learned to fight and I was amazing. And then I went this person and they thought I was amazing. And then I went to this place and I learned amazing stuff. And then I started building stuff and I was amazing. And I'm just like, really? I was like, I really hope this is like Anakin Skywalker turning into Darth Vader, because it's Kingkiller Chronicles. I was like, he's going to turn bad. He's going to turn. And then by the end of this book, he's like, and I'm still amazing. Guess what happens in book 3?
He's still amazing?
No, it hasn't come out yet. This is the same series. It still hasn't finished.
Oh, wait, that's that one.
Back in here. Peter Watts, Maelstrom, next book in the Rifter series. I really enjoyed this book. Really enjoyed that one. It's so dark. You know, the end of the world, everyone dies, and you think, oh, that's going to be really bad. Imagine a worse story than just everyone dying.
What can be worse?
Oh, no, just read the books. Oh, it's great. Okay. That's the follow-up to the Rifters book. It's really great. Philip K. Dick, Ubik. It's Philip K. Dick's... Ubik is probably one of his most... It's probably the most Philip K. Dick can get. And that's why
it's
people...
It's nice.
You read that one, did you?
Yes, I read it.
Oh, cool. Richard Matheson, I Am Legend. Did you get around to reading that? Oh, that's a fantastic audiobook as well.
No.
We watched the movie not long ago, though, didn't we?
Yes, we did. With
the book is way better. Just read the book. Listen to the audiobook. I'll give you the credit.
Okay.
Oh, I'll give you the audiobook.
Well, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Keep giving credits across.
George Alec Effinger, When Gravity Falls. This is Arabic.
Fails. When Gravity Fails.
Oh, Gravity Fails. Oh, yes, you're right. It is When Gravity Fails. Weirdly enough, I got the audiobook, the follow-up audiobook for that, and... It must still be in my Audible library. I never got around to listening to the next audiobook. I really enjoyed that book. It's based in somewhere Arabic. So it's kind of Middle Eastern cyberpunk.
Fun. And Gravity Fails. Story. So Gravity is not happening on Earth.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's about transplanting memories and getting sex changes and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, the title implies something totally different.
But it's one of those books that came out in the 80s, and it's like the forgotten classic of cyberpunk. Because everyone remembers Neuromancer and these other books from back then. And then this one, it's kind of fallen into the place. But it was very influential at the time, but not remembered. Ian M. Banks, Surface Detail, 4 stars. Yeah, I guess. I really enjoyed that one. They Go to Hell. P.D. James, Children of Men. Really interesting book. I read it after watching the movie. And that was another book. That's a book which was written by a woman, but then the initials are just P.D. James. And
I always thought it was a man.
Well, it's not that. Well, I just didn't think either way.
It was just written by someone.
By someone. And I just presumed, maybe I said he, but often I'll just say the author did this or that P.D. James did this.
Yeah.
So maybe I called her.
Him.
Him. Hmm. Although I think she died last year or something like that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyway. Probably a better movie than it is a book, but still a good book. R. Scott Baker, The Judging Eye, the first series in the new R. Scott Baker. Still one of my favourite fantasy books. And the next book, the third book in that new trilogy, comes out in this round. I'm so excited.
Soon, yeah, right.
Like in July or something. So I'll definitely reread The Judging Eye and the next book in that series. I can't remember the name of it. Stanislav Lem, Solaris. The first time I did Solaris. Still an amazing book. That's not when we watched the movie and stuff. Alistair Elms, Terminal World. Again, one of my favorite authors and one of my favorite books by my favorite authors. Here we go. Kind of what we're doing now, because you said, what should we call this episode? Because we're reviewing the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. So let's call it the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. But me and Jesse and I think Tamahomi already did this when we got together and talked about other science fiction book reviewing podcasts, and okay. we talked about that. Total Recall by Gordon Bell. Not actually a science fiction book. Nothing to do with the Arnie film.
Okay.
It's not science fiction. It's popular science. And me and Jesse had a rant about what we don't like about popular science writing. not so much popular science, but, you know, the futurism people, like, who was like, now let's... what do you call it? You know, like Michio Kaku. That's the... If you want to hear me and Jesse rant about Michio Kaku, that's the podcast number 136.
Good.
137, Robert... Oh, we're not even halfway through yet. No,
130. Oh, yeah, there we are. 37, yeah. No,
136. Yeah. Ah, Scott Bakker, The White Luck Warrior. Oh, that was the thing, because the judging I came out and people said, don't read it because it's a massive cliffhanger at the end. Wait till the next book came out. And so I waited until that next book came out. And
then
said,
you reviewed them just one after the other.
Yeah, because they actually stand together as a unit of entertainment together.
And it's true.
It is. Very good one unit of entertainment. Lord Valentine's Castle features the juggler, with someone who has obviously never juggled writing about juggling, which I mentioned in a few podcasts ago. Nice. The Sword of the Lictor by Gene Wolfe, continuing on with the Book of the New Sun, Book of the Long Earth, whichever one that is the series in which... Clifford D. Simak, Why Call Them Back from Heaven? 4 stars. Don't remember much about that. I do remember it is about somebody being in a computer and then being brought back to life. Larry Niven and Jerry Pournelle, Let's Be Racist, but this time in space. Yeah. Blake Charlton, Spellwright. Oh, this is a series. I was trying to think of it. I was like, what's that? That was that fantasy series. And I read the first book and I thought it was okay. And I was like, oh, I'll read the second book, because apparently the second book goes in a different direction.
Yeah, I remember you saying, we talked about Spellwright.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that one.
Robert Charles Wilson, Spin. You read that one as well.
I really enjoyed it, yes.
I really enjoyed this. Talk about a story which takes a long time to go anywhere. And then at the end of the book, and it's like, and the twist is, it's taken a long time for the story to go anywhere. And you're like, oh, that's actually very clever.
Yeah.
Very well done, reflecting in the narrative what's going on inside the person's head. Verna Vinge, Fire Upon the Deep. An amazing book. Really good book.
I read it.
You did read it.
I can't remember anything about it.
No, did you read it?
Yeah.
How do you know? It's about the seal dogs which have group minds.
Oh yeah. I remember. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I like it.
Because I started because he wrote a follow up to it called Children of the Sky.
And
I was like, oh, Children of the Sky. And I thought, well, tell you what, I really enjoyed Fire Upon the Deep. It's one of the best science fiction books from the '90s or whatever the era.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's give it a go, and I really enjoyed it. Hold that thought for like 5 episodes. Cory Doctorow, Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom. Oh, this is the Disney one. I gave it 2 stars. It wasn't as bad as Makers, but it soured me enough on Cory Doctorow. Like I say, I'll always give someone another chance. Like if they read it, if I'm a good book and then there's a shit book, I'll give them another chance after a shit book. That was his second chance. Okay. I've never been back to Cory Doctorow. Peter Watts, Behemoth, which was actually released as 2 books, but he wanted it to be 1 book. Combined into 1 book. That's the end of the Rifter series.
A big one.
No, not actually that big.
No. Oh,
it was just his publishers kind of screwed him over. Because he'd written it, and in Europe it was released as 1 book, but in North America, oh no, that's too big. People don't like long science fiction. You know, like...
People
Pandora's
do
Star.
Like, yeah.
No, like Peter F. Hamilton, a lot of his books are broken up into 2 books.
Yeah, but Pandora's Star and Judas and Chain is 1 book, but really just too big to...
I think it's 2 credits.
To publish.
Larry Niven, Destiny's Road, about... It's unrealistic science and, weirdly enough, even more unrealistic relationships.
What else was Larry Niven? I read something of his.
Well, you know, like Larry Niven and Jerry Pournelle, Moat in God's Eye and those other ones.
There was this one book I didn't finish.
Ringworld.
Oh, yeah, Ringworld. Oh, yeah.
You probably didn't finish it.
No, I didn't.
David Weber, Honor Harrington, number one.
That is a good episode as well.
Were you on that episode?
No, but I remember either hearing you doing it or we talked about it so much and you were so ranting about that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, because I was reading it. This is the thing, because I was reading it and going, and at the end of every chapter, I was like, how much shit is this?
And the language, and you were saying funny things about...
Yeah. Hmm. Lord of Light, Roger Zelazny. Amazing book. Really enjoyed that one. Took me a few attempts to get through the book because I think I started as a paper book and then I was like, oh no, I started as an audiobook and I was like, this is too much. And then when I actually read it as a book, I got through it. Verna Vinge, Children of the Sky, 2 stars.
Well, weirdly that's enough, kind of...
I remember that being a 1-star book, but I guess there was enough in it.
Kind of disappointed.
Like, it was like Fire Upon the Deep. You remember these great characters and these great aliens and all the stuff that you liked about it and this galactic spanning stuff and everything like that. Okay, ignore all of that and let's have kids be really boring.
Oh.
And it's like that. Number 150, exactly halfway through. Oh, how long is this episode going to be? We've been going over an hour. We're only halfway through.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, if you're almost at the end of the episode, I cut it into 2 episodes and there's going to be 300 and a half. Okay, here we go. Reading novels. I won't talk about I know, listening to audiobooks and reading ebooks and things.
How
like
you
that.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, how I do it. Don't think I've got anything
and
more
how
to
you
about
call
that.
Listening to audiobooks sometimes reading a book.
Yes.
And people complained about that.
Yeah, like, oh, do you know you're not actually reading it? And all I can say is, oh, fuck off. 151, Mark Twain, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. 4 stars. That is actually a really fun book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I should check that out. I mean, it's kind of like a classic as well.
It is a classic. And then End of Eternity, the next episode.
Isaac Asimov is back.
Yes, End of Eternity, one of my favorite Isaac Asimov books, even though I only gave it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
I think I'd flip them. Anyway, this was me and Jesse getting back together for two theme episodes back to back. You know, we did Invisible Men episodes.
Yeah.
We got together and did two different styles of time travel. Tobias S. Bukel, Arctic Rising, which I think is Tobias S. Bukel's best book that I've read of his. 3.5 stars. It's some really, really good near future science fiction about the Arctic. Ted Chiang, Stories of Your Lives and Others. This is a short story collection. There's like 10 short stories. Five of them are just amazing balls. And people are like, oh, this is rewiring your brain stuff. And then there's like another few stories in there, and everyone
They're
raves about
there.
Them.
Yeah.
Everyone raves about them. I'm like, no. Those ones that you don't like, I like those ones, and that you love, I don't like that. You know, I think I've got opposite reactions. Alistair Reynolds, Blue Remembered Earth, a pretty good start, first book to a series. Quite an interesting like tour. That's him doing. I'm going to do my solar system tour, because it's quite it's a standard thing that science fictions do. It's like, let's have a book which visits Mars and then Venus and then the Moon and then Earth and that's his book. And it's very noticeable. It's like, and I'm going to visit Saturn. I'm going to visit this, and they do the science, and it's a good one.
Okay.
N.K. Jemisin, 100,000 Kingdoms.
Have you ever read something else of that person?
No, but she. I think it was one of those people. She got a book deal.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, and here's a book. And then they're like, oh, and I've completed the series. So they all came out like a few months apart. And then she was like, oh, and I've got this other series that is almost complete as well. So she like in 1 year, like 6 novels came out. But she's got a good fan base. 100,000 Kingdoms. I totally understand why other people like that. Not really my kind of thing, though. Lauren Bucus, Zoo City, which is based in Johannesburg. And oh, no, you got it. There you go. Based in Johannesburg, and I read it while I was in Johannesburg on the end of our
true. I remember
trip.
That one.
And Blue Remembered Earth, that has Kilimanjaro and stuff as well. And I remembered reading that while we were in Africa together.
Yeah.
Alistair Reynolds, Chasm City. I thought it'd be funny because I was reading this book at the same time that I read Zoo City and then followed it up with Chasm City. Chasm City, really good book.
Super funny.
Brandon Sanderson and 159 here. The Way of Kings. Now, if you want a really good rant about how people do swearing wrong, fake swear words in books wrong, Brandon Sanderson, Way of Kings. And that, I think, was one of the longest episodes I'd done up until that time.
And you did it by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, normally this is the kind of length that we would do together.
Yeah, if there's two people talking on a book, it doesn't really count if it's a long episode, but there's like two or three people talking. Because you get more opinions. But yeah, that was one of those books. I think Arctic Rising, let me have a look before. Yeah, Arctic Rising was, I did the second half of the episode, I ranted about his bad grammar and spelling for so long that I think I went back and recorded the second half shorter again.
All right.
Just to make sure that the podcast didn't last over an hour and a half. And then with Way of Kings, I went over an hour and a half and I was like, okay, that's now the new break-off point, I guess, of long
episodes. It is so far.
Okay, Stephen King, The Stand, a massive long book. After Way of Kings, I don't know why I went into such a long book again, but I enjoyed that one. It's the updated version, 3.5 stars. For that. Sergei and Maria Dyachenko, The Scar. Did you read this
yes,
one?
Yes, I read that one.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that one. I remember so many. That's one of those books that, like, when it comes back to me and I'm reading, like, another fantasy book, and I'm like, why can't this be more like this guy? You know? Like, why can't it be? John Scalzi, Red Shirts. In that book, is something amazing. There's an amazing idea. But it's one of those books where afterwards you hear the author saying, oh yes, I wrote this book in one draft and then turned it in, and my editor was like, this is great. And I was like, no, go back. Remember, you do it again. Edit it. Don't just write. Andrew Eckhart, The Last Mage. This is one of the only times where people have someone sent me and say, hey, I've got a book. Do you want to read it? You know, like these authors going. And for some reason, I think it was because it was just online and I clicked on it and it was like he had just published online and it was very much a first draft and I read it through.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Okay. What is a mage?
A mage is like a magician.
Ah, okay.
But at one point, like, I'm reading it and it just goes, by the way, these next two chapters, like, in the final version of this book, it probably won't be here, but, like, because this is just the thing. And so I was reading it and then it was like, and then there was just a note saying, and this will end, this section of the book will end in this way. And then it's just like, and then you move on. I was like, oh, that's really weird. But the story was fun enough that I kept on going through it. I don't remember that much about it, but I do remember it being quite enjoyable. Brandon Sanderson, The Ally of Law, which I think that's the follow-up to... There was a series with Mistborn.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, hundreds of years later, in the same world, because he has this idea, it's fantasy world, and then he had another series which is kind of like steampunky, and then another one which is kind of modern world, and then another one which is science fiction, future world, but all with similar magic systems and all in the same world, you know, like as it develops politically. And that was his cyberpunk, the kind of steampunky thing.
Okay.
Alan Dean Foster... Splinter of the Mind's Eye, 1.5 stars. Do you know this book?
No.
Star Wars. So when the Star Wars movie came out, it was novelized by Alan Dean Foster.
Okay.
The front of the book cover said George Lucas, Star Wars, but it was actually Alan Dean Foster who wrote it. And then he was asked to write a follow-up to it, which if they needed to do because they had the rights to the actors for two or three movies or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they already had the actors... on
ready
contract.
To go. Yeah.
So if the first one didn't work out, it's like, okay, let's have a really low budget movie, which we can just like a really, really B movie level.
Yeah.
And we can make it really cheap. And we need a story for that. Alan Dean Foster. So if you want to read about the continuation of Star Wars as though Jedi, Empire and Jedi don't exist.
Okay.
Like at the end, you know, Luke and Leia get together.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
All right.
And Han Solo isn't in it because Harrison Ford wasn't contracted for the experience. 1.5 stars. It's terrible. But a historical curiosity. Hugh Harry, Wool Omnibus. Really good. You read Wool.
Yes.
And I told you, don't carry on reading. And what did you do?
I did not continue.
Good. Gene Wolfe, Book of the New Sun series. I kind of wrapped up that whole series.
Yeah, that is it. The New Sun, not New Earth. Sun.
No, I think, but the last book in that series is called The Book of the Long Sun or whatever. So,
oh, okay.
Earth? No, maybe there's another series. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That series. Overall, a 3-star series because it starts off really weird. But that's the series that everyone says, oh, no, but when you read it the fourth time, it means a lot more to you. And I'm like, maybe I'll in the future read it again. We'll see how it goes. Good audiobooks. I'll definitely listen to it as an audiobook again.
Yeah.
Dan Simmons, Hyperion. Guess what this marks?
This is the first episode with the two of us.
Yeah. So it's 168. So almost half of the life of the podcast, you've been here.
Yay.
If you think about it, I've been doing it for 8 years. Yeah. And we've been together.
Well.
We've been together
almost
5 years. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Hyperion, very good. We talked about that before. Caitlin Sweet, Pattern Scars. Guess who Caitlin Sweet is?
I don't know.
The wife of, where's his name gone? Peter Watts. Peter Watts' wife. And I read her book, and I'm like, I totally see why these two people are married. H. Beam Piper, Little Fuzzy. And I read this one because fell into public domain and somebody rewrote it. Who rewrote it?
I don't know.
John Scalzi. Yeah, John Scalzi had rewritten this book. And so I read the original thinking, and then I'll read one day. Actually, I think I remember saying at the time, I'm going to leave it a few years so like the story is fresh in my mind so when I read his
I got update. Actually got that one suggested by Goodreads.
Yeah, it's a fun enough book. It's very dated.
Yeah.
Robert A. Heinlein's Space Cadet. I enjoyed that one. It's like the opposite of Starship Troopers. It's really funny because in Space Cadet, the Starship Troopers actually turned up and they're like, and the Space Cadet's like, I want to be like them. And they're like, nah, they're all meatheads. Don't be like them. And it's like, oh, okay. Philip K. Dick, The Simulacra.
Ian M. Banks, The Hydrogen Sonata.
I enjoy that book. Philip K. Dick, The Simulacra. Very dick again. Frank Herbert, June.
Very dick again.
It is very dick. It's a very dick book.
Well, unfortunate for his name.
Bringing up next one, here we go, 170, Dune, yeah, we talked about that.
Enough. Yeah.
Schlock Vader, The Rise of Ciri, it's like Apple fan fiction, science fiction. Quite fun. David Brin, Kiln People, this would have been much better if it was two books. There's like two stories going on, one was a good story and the other one wasn't a good story. They should have just been in two separate books. Christopher Priest, The Prestige, I gave this book.
One of your favourite books.
5 stars. No, I wouldn't say one of my favourite books.
No?
No, because it's again, I don't want to get too much into spoilers and stuff, but it's a book about which reflects my life in many different ways.
It does, right?
You know what I mean?
Yes,
as
I do.
As an entertainer,
I watched the movie actually only.
Yes, the movie would it. The movie's got a really good twist. The book
is different.
Yeah, it's it's the ending is different enough, even though that same twist is there, yeah. It then continues on in a way, and I'm like, I totally understand why they didn't put this in the movie.
Okay.
But it's still worth reading.
I might read it then, though.
It's still worth reading the book, even if you've done this... Even if you watch a movie. Peter F. Hamilton, Great North Road, episode 178. I gave this one 4.5 stars. Again, this is very personal to me because it's set in Newcastle and I lived a lot of my life... Well, I didn't live. I lived 1.5 years in Newcastle, so it's like a local book for me.
Yeah.
So when they're doing lots of police procedural stuff around the city, I'm like, oh, that's my street. I used to drive down that one every day. You know, that kind of thing.
And you I enjoy that one too.
Yeah, because you like the police procedural criminal novels and the science fiction. It's a good book.
Yes.
Next up, Michael J. Sullivan, The Theft of Swords, which is actually a collection of two different stories. In the first one, guess what happens? These thieves have to steal a sword. And you know what happens in the next book? There's another sword in another tower, and they're like, oh, we've got to steal another sword. And you're like, really?
Really?
It's actually quite good fun.
Okay.
Not amazing, but good fun. 3.5 stars for that one. Philip K. Dick, The Man in the High Castle, 5 stars. Wow, there's a few 5-star books.
Yeah, and I think that is an episode we did together.
Yes, we did do that one together, and I love that book.
We should also start watching the Amazon series.
Yeah, we watched the pilot, the first pilot, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, we watched the pilot.
No, I thought, we did. The pilot?
But then there was a few years, or a year or so went past, and then they made the full series. But it doesn't continue on from the pilot. They made the pilot, and they're like, okay, it's going to be like this. But then they got different actors and different things.
But it's currently on, I think.
Amazon. I think it's already completed.
Amazon Prime.
So we might be able to, we may watch that. Five star. That's one of the few 5-star books. J.R.R. Tolkien, The Hobbit. We actually did this and watched the first movie at the same time we were talking about that kind of stuff.
True.
4 stars. Much better book than a movie.
Oh, the movie's just so disappointing. I only watched the first. No, did
no,
I
you
watch
watch, we watched the first two.
We
in
watched
the cinema.
First and the second.
And you're like,
and
I'm bailing.
Yes. Like, I'm not going to watch a third one because the book actually doesn't give out 3 movies.
No.
It's not in the book. You don't have 3 movies in the book.
No, and those first 2 movies are in the book.
Yeah.
That third,
the third one is just...
The third movie is like 2.5 pages in the book is the third movie. And you're like, well, we can skip that. You know what? You did a good job. I could do a whole podcast about how shit that last movie is. maybe I will do at one point. I'm just going to go through disappointing science fiction and fantasy adaptations. That should be a special episode. Episode 350, this time next year when we get to it.
All right.
Disappointing science fiction adaptations. Lewis McMaster Bishold, Falling Free. Now, this started off an interesting reading project together. We're like, I read Falling Free. And then I was like, hey, this Vorkosigan saga is pretty good. Falling Free is nothing like the rest of it. But it is very interesting, nostalgic science fiction, written in the 1980s, kind of trying to recapture 1950s nostalgia, like science fiction. A bit like Back to the Future, I think I mentioned that in the
podcast.
But
is Vorkosigan saga already?
It's set like 300 years beforehand or something like that. So it's not really in the main series, even if it is in the same world. And I quite enjoyed it. John Wyndham, Day of the Triffids. This is where we did the exploration into 28 Days Later and stuff. And why a Day of the Triffids movie would never work.
Yeah.
Yahtzee Croshaw, Mogworld. I really enjoy a video game reviewer. I've not watched his videos for a long time. Called Yahtzee, and he's like, I have an audiobook.
Okay.
Out, and I was like, oh great! And I read it, and you know what? It's good.
Quite enjoyed it.
Quite enjoyable. Peter F. Hamilton, Manhattan in Reverse, which is a collection of short stories.
So no rating.
Not really any rating.
Oh, okay.
He did the same. One of those stories in there is like Minding Tomorrow. I'm like, oh, this is the same, same kind of thing. Not exactly, but there's some similar ideas in there. Mm-hmm. Harry Turtledove, World War in the Balance. I actually read 2 books, the first 2 books in that series, because I remember, the first book, I remember it's really good. And then the second book is not so good. And from there on, it really goes off. So I read those first 2 books in the series. It turns out, yes, read the first Harry Turtledove World War book. Don't continue. Just read the first one.
Okay.
That's all you need to do. It's actually a really fun book.
I really
don't
like
continue
his name.
On with the series. Harry Turtledove is a good one. Lewis McMaster Bishold, Shards of Honor. I think I read and reviewed this one by myself. We moved on, though.
Yes.
4 stars. Stanislav Lem, Solaris. That's
again.
One we did again.
Movies?
We talked about 2 different movies and the audiobook and the different translations and the BBC adaptation and the German version, which was translated from Russian, not via French, like the English one. Anyway,
exactly.
Go back and read that one. Okay, here we go. Scott Meyer, Off to Be the Wizard. Now, this is a Scott Meyer is a web comic guy. Do you know the basic instructions where there's the four panels? I've sometimes got you to read them like that. Yeah. So he was like, I read it. I've written a novel. And I was like, hey, I'll do that. So you can see with Yahtzee Croshaw and Scott Meyer and some of these others, just like people around the internet. Oh, I've read a novel. And I was like, oh, check out some of these novels. I like these other creations. Anyway, moving on. 190, Stephen Erickson, Malazan and Book of the Fallen, number one, Gardens of the Moon. I gave this 3 stars. It took me 2 attempts to get into it. But once I get into the audiobook, I'm like, oh, this is great. The audiobook is really good.
Did you continue the series?
Yeah, I did. Last, like, November, I read the next one of them. Hugh Howey, Shift Omnibus. Ooh, it starts going down a bit after Wool was so good in the Silo series, or whatever they call it. Hugh Howey, 191. Yeah, 3 stars. It starts dropping. Still worth reading, but it's only worth reading if you're going to finish it off, but know there's massive disappointment coming on, so don't bother reading that second one.
Okay.
Next up, Next up,
Rendezvous with Rama.
Rendezvous with Rama. I really enjoyed that book. We reviewed that one together. 3.5 stars. Lewis McMaster Bajold. I'm going to be saying that name a few times from now on. Barriar. 3 stars.
Still good.
Still pretty good. Still worth reading. Yeah. Alistair Reynolds, Pushing Ice. Here, this is Alistair Reynolds, Pushing Ice is the... I read this one after Rendezvous with Rama, thinking it was the reply to Rendezvous with Rama. It is, but it's more of a reply to the follow-up books to Rendezvous with Rama, which is Rama 2 and Rama Revealed and the other Rama books.
Okay.
And this is, again, Alistair Reynolds. He'll go, okay, there's this style of science fiction. I'll do my take on that and reference these other things. And if you know these other books, it's going to be much better than if you don't.
Okay.
And Pushing Eyes, again, it's like, I can see what you're going for. Not as good as the other stuff.
Okay. Oh, there it comes.
Lewis McMaster-Bazold, The Warrior's Apprentice. Guess who turns up in the Vorkosigan saga?
Miles.
Yeah, the guy who's the main guy. And suddenly we're like, oh, I liked it much better when it was his parents and not him.
Yeah.
195 and a half, Independence Day. Me and Jesse were just chatting about Independence Day, and he's like, oh, I watched Independence Day. I was like, oh, I watched Independence Day. And then
it's coming out, the second one this year.
Independence Day 2. So to get ready for Independence Day, the second one, should we watch it again?
Of course. I can always watch it. But
I've already done a podcast about that.
Yeah, but...
So we weren't going to do that. But maybe we'll do a podcast about the number 2.
Yeah.
We both closed our eyes when the trailer comes up, so we're not going to be spoiled. Hanu Rajaratnam, The Quantum Thief. Did you read this one?
I did read this one.
What did you think? 3.5 stars?
I think I thought it got quite good, but I don't have any...
You don't remember it?
So many books I don't have any.
There's so many... There's passages of this. I was like, oh, I remember this scene. I don't actually remember what the whole... I don't remember what the problem in the book... Like,
yeah.
What is the plot? Like, I don't remember what the story was, but I remember lots of things that are happening in this virtual reality city kind of thing. And also some of the worst audiobook production anyway, because it'd be talking and then cut away to a different voice and it'd be really difficult to hear. And then there'd be another one with some echo on it. And I'm like, just make it so I can hear the words.
Oh, there it goes.
Lewis McMaster-Bazold, The War Game, 1.75.
It goes further down.
It does, doesn't it? Such a pity. That could have been so good. And so many other people are like, oh, if you want to continue on, skip this book, and then this one, and then not that one, but then this one. I'm like...
And one of the guys on Goodreads put really big work in explaining all the books coming along, but I think I just can't
It's not going to happen, is it?
No, the first two was just too good to continue.
Not too good. Like the drop off. Like I say, if there was like 3 stars, 3 stars, 2.5 stars, 3 stars, 3.5 stars, but it wasn't. It was like 4, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen.
No.
Anyway, Philip K. Dick, Galactic Pot Healer. This is actually a lot of fun. I don't know why I only gave it 3.5 stars. I remember that being a lot more fun than 3.5 stars. I think I read that when we were traveling in France. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember reviewing it when we were in the French. Campsite.
All right.
Yeah. And when I was I took a break from recording Robo Hope and then did that.
All right.
So 199. Oh, look, we're almost 2/3 of the way through. Joe Abercrombie, Before They Are Hanged. This is the continuation of the series with Clockta and those other guys. And it's a much better book. You know, actually, as you go through, you're like, oh, this is a much better series than I thought it was. Number 200, top science fiction novels and series. I think this was one we did together when we were doing... It wasn't top fives, or was it top fives?
I think it was...
What did we do at 250? Oh no, 250 we did listener suggestions for Pleasant. No, so this was our top fives episode.
Yes.
So if you want to hear what we think about novels and series and just our general top fives, check that out. It might have changed a bit recently, but I think it's probably still pretty good. Quite a long episode. We recorded that in your parents' garden, I think. Next up, Ian M. Banks. This is when we were like, hey, let's do the culture series. And so we started that off.
And then it took us more than a year to continue.
Well, it's because inside that series, I was like, hey, let me also read all the books that won both the Hugo and the Nebula Award.
Right. And also,
some other series, yeah.
I just don't read
as quickly as I do.
Yeah.
And then we went straight into Ian M. Banks' Player of Games, one of my all-time favorite science fiction novels.
Five stars.
And we both gave it 5 stars. I'm so glad that you also wanted to give that 5 stars. Because some of these others, like, it's a 5-star book. And you're like, it's a 4-star book. And we had to settle for 4.5 or whatever. Joe Abercrombie, The Last Argument of Kings, and this is the First Law trilogy. This is the one with Glockter and those other guys. And overall, about 3 stars. Even though the first book I gave like 1.5 or 2 stars, and then the next book I gave 3. Overall, it does come together into about a 3-star fantasy series.
Which is good.
It's okay. I mean, but there's I was going to say, oh, there's so many other good good fantasy series worth reading, but I'm not sure there are, which is just like self-contained into like a few stories.
Yeah.
Very fun characters in that series, even if the story isn't very good. The characters are great. Ian M. Banks, another Ian M. Banks book. Alistair Reynolds, number 205, The Prefect. This was one we actually listened to together as an audiobook, didn't we? Most of the time when we were driving.
Yeah.
And that's actually a lot more fun, we discovered, to actually listen. Well, it was more fun for me to listen to it as an audiobook, having read it before. And
was it also John Lee?
Yeah, John Lee is a really good narrator.
Really nice. Really thoroughly enjoyed that one.
Number 206, Neil Asher, The Skinner. People are saying, hey, if you're like Ian M. Banks, you should check out The Skinner. It's same quirky drones and quirky spaceships and stuff like that. And I read it, and you know what? Pretty good fun. Pirates. Immortal Pirates.
Immortal Pirates?
Yeah, they're like pirates on... Well, not pirates.
And drones?
It's weird. But okay. It's actually good fun. Scott Lynch. Red Seas Under Red Skies, 2 stars. This is the follow-up to the fun Lies of Locke Lamara book. And it's like, hey, Lies of Locke Lamara, they tell more lies. And you know what? Those lies aren't as good. Moving on, Jason M. Hoff, The Darwin Elevator, Zombies, Spaceships, and Space Elevators. It's like, how do these go together? You know what? Really well.
Okay.
And this was a book. There's another few of these books coming up very shortly because he had written all of them. And then they were published 1 month apart or 2 months apart, rather than a year apart, like some of these series.
No. Yeah.
Or like some Game of Thrones or the Name of the Wind series, where King Killer Chronicles, where it's like, the first book comes out, the second book comes out 3 years later, the next book comes out, fuck you. You know, this was just like, hey, this is all ready to go. 3.5 stars. Overall, that series is better than the first book. 209, Ian M. Banks. More Ian M. Banks. Saga Volume 1 and 2 by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Stapleton. We were both really into that book, and we need to carry on.
We need to carry on. Yeah. There are more things out there.
And you've got an iPad Pro now. That's going to look fantastic on the iPad Pro. David Mitchell, Cloud Atlas. We both really enjoy this one, and we watched the movie.
Yes.
That's another book which sticks with me.
Yeah.
You know, the format that it's written, and because it's set around the world, and I'm doing traveling, I'm like, oh, I'm still thinking about Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
Although I think about what happens in the book with the pictures of the movie. I don't think about the story in
how
the movie.
How you had it in your head before. Yeah.
But like that story of him, the old guy traveling up through England and going up to the Scotland from the, you know, escaping from the old people's home and stuff like that. All of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That's always comes back to me. Andy Weir, The Martian, 5-star. We listened to this one as an audiobook.
Exactly.
Had
so much fun.
So much fun with that. And I would say The Martian is probably my second favorite science fiction movie from last year.
Yeah.
Guess what? Fury Road. Come on,
right. True.
Which I've now watched 7 times or something like that.
Crazy.
No, it's every time on a flight. It's my default movie to watch on an overnight flight.
No, you will enjoy that one.
And it turns out I fly quite a lot with my job, so I end up watching Mad Max quite often. Although it's not in the new releases anymore, but I think it's going to stick around in that recent
releases.
Well,
it's like in the Oscar nominations, so it will stick around.
Yeah, it got like 9 or 10 Oscar nominations. It won't win any of the main awards, but I can see it winning. Oh, it's the Oscars tonight. Tonight's Oscars.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, we should check it out.
We should look at the results in the morning.
I think it's like at 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Although I am going to stay up for the SpaceX launch
which
tonight.
Which is when?
It'll be like the same time as we stayed up, like 1:45 in the morning or something.
Right.
So I might
see that.
See if we can see some rockets going off. Oh yeah, talking of E&M Banks, that's the next one. Use of weapons. Oh no, I just talked about that one. I was going to say, but use of weapons and these other ones have got just read the instructions in, and yeah. Of course I still love you. So there's a SpaceX connection there,
which I really enjoy that one.
What else have we got? No, Andy Weir. What number are we up to?
Alistair Reynolds. Oh,
on the Steel Breeze. Yeah.
Yep.
A follow up, and this is him going. You know when I said, "Oh, we do the." He does his take on the solar things. System
yeah.
tour. This is him. Generation ships going through space. I'm going to do my take on this.
All right.
It replays a little bit about what he did in Chasm City. I think Chasm City is a better version.
I haven't read that yet.
Oh, it's a good book. Anyways, On the Steel Breeze, not as good as the first book in that series, but the last book in that series is also out, so I'm going to get that. It was released last year. I didn't immediately read it because we're in the middle of two other Alistair Reynolds books.
Yeah, right.
The Slow Bullets one and the. Absolution Gap. No, not Absolution Gap. What's the one? Redemption Arc.
Yes.
Next up, Jason M. Hoff, Exodus Towers. More zombies and space elevators, but more stuff in that one. Okay. Walter M. J. Miller, A Canticle for Willibo. It's the second time I reviewed it, and still people don't understand. I really like that book, mostly up until that part of the third part. The first two parts of that is an amazing book, but people always go, oh, you hate that book. I don't. 3.5 stars is not a book I hate. It's flawed. Jason M. Hoff, The Plague Force and the Dire Earth Cycle. That's the name of the whole series, Dire Earth Cycle. You see, the first two books I gave 3.5 stars. The next one, 3.5 stars. But overall, the series is better than the individual books. And
okay.
I always like it when I finish up a series and go, you know what? Those first two books, I was like, I had questions. But the third book was a big enough payoff that overall it's actually worth more. Anne Leckie, Ancillary Justice. Talking of a series that happens with, that's what happens. 3.5 stars for the first book, 3.5 stars for the second book. The last book is worth about 3.5 stars, but altogether it's like, oh, that's a 4-star story.
You know,
once you collect it all together.
I read the first book. I will read the second book soon.
Yes. Well, you can get them on my shared Kindle library, so you don't have to pay for them. Anne Leckie, Ancillary. Oh, I just said that one. Oh, that's a book which, while I was doing the every book that's won a Hugo and a Nebula, I read that book. And it hadn't won the Hugo or the Nebula by then.
But then, it did. Yeah.
Christopher Priest, The Inverted World. I was like, hey, you know what? The Prestige is really good. Let's read his other science fiction book. And I read it, and you know what?
Did it work? Kind of. Like
it's all right.
Three stars.
Three stars, yeah. Some good stuff in there. Overall, it's not as good. But I totally understand. But the thing is, one of those books I was reading, I was like, oh, this is a bit derivative. Oh, I've seen this done. And then I was like, oh, this was written in like the 1980s or 1970. And I was like, oh, so this isn't derivative. Other people have done this since.
Okay.
It's one of those books like,
right.
It feels ahead of its time in many ways.
Okay.
Clifford D. Simak, Way Station. I really enjoy that book. It's that people call it pastoral science fiction. It's someone out in the country looking after people and things.
Funny.
Ian and Banks, State of the Art, short story collection, but one of the main stories is called State of the Art. Daniel Keyes, Flowers for Algernon, now one of my favorite books ever. I was going to give it 5 stars again, and you were like, no, 4.75 or whatever. Anyway, I love that book. Robert A. Heinlein, Have Spacesuit Will Travel. This is another book which I rated quite highly. It has problems, but it is a super influential. I said, hey, it seems like so long ago when I was talking about episode number 100 of Science Fiction and Personal Philosophy.
Yes.
This is a much better episode. So definitely, definitely, definitely go back and listen to episode number 223. That's a really good podcast. I enjoyed that one. You're on that one as well, aren't you?
Was I?
Yeah, I think so. Ian M. Banks, Inversions. Oh, no, maybe Have Spacesuit Will Travel. Maybe that was an SFO audio podcast that we're talking about there. Anyway, I remember talking about this. Inversions. This was every time I reread some Ian and Banks, there'll be one book that I read, and I was like, you know what? I didn't get it the first time I read it, but now I'm on my second read through, and now I really enjoy that one in here.
Yeah.
It's so subtle, and so much of the subtlety you're just not going to get in that first read through. I think you got a lot of the subtlety because you were just literally reading the other Ian and Banks books.
Yes,
and it was right
I was very
there.
Into it. Yeah. Mm.
Hugh Howey, Dust.
Uh-oh.
Oh, How the Mighty Fall, 1 star. This is a good one. Episode number 226, Alexander Petrock, We Have Seen Better Days, 2.75 stars.
Didn't quite enjoy that one.
Well, the thing is, I'm not sure if anyone picked up, some people picked up on it at the time.
Did people
Jesse
say
did.
Something about it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe people just don't care. That book doesn't exist. As an April Fool's Day, we reviewed a book that didn't exist. But it did give us a chance to talk a bit more about Aldous Huxley and Brave New World.
Yes.
Because we kept on comparing it to there. So it was almost our review of that one. So me and Jesse talked about that like years and years ago. We're like, hey, wouldn't it be fun as an April Fool's thing just to, we'll have a title and an author, and then we just start talking about a book that doesn't exist and see how long we can keep talking about it and talk about this character and that one. And that's all we did. We had the title.
Yeah.
And we had...
And we came up with the name.
The name.
I think a fun name.
We Have Seen Better Days. And then, yeah, we just started talking and just bullshitted our way through 35 minutes.
And I think it worked quite well.
Nobody noticed. Jesse knew what was up because he worked out straight away.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that was downloaded like, you know, thousands of times or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe just nobody cares enough to look up the book and realize, hey, this isn't on Goodreads and it's not on Amazon and it's not on the used book or any of the used books and it's not listed in the Library of Congress. Just nobody gives a shit. Anyway, if you want to hear us bullshit like this about
and coming
book
up with fun
exist,
ideas,
Rudy Rucker, software and wetware, fun stuff. But oh my God, that is so bad. I've managed to get through 2 books of 4 in that series. I didn't get through. Number 228. This is, again, me and Jesse. We had a conversation. And
both
I was like,
spoilers.
And then I was like, you know what? That wraps up everything I want to say about spoilers. So just listen to 228 if you want to hear me. Vonda N. McIntyre, Dream Snake. This was one of the books which I was like, hey, this won the Hugo and the Nebula, and I've never
Did
heard
it?
Of this book. Mm, yeah. You okay. know what? Pretty good. I okay. really enjoyed it. Joe Walton, among others, didn't finish it. Everyone was going gaga about that book, and I totally understand why other science fiction writers like it, because that's what the Nebula Awards is, other science fiction writers.
Okay.
And fantasy writers voting on their favorite book. And I'm like, yeah, it's a book which just lists lots of other science fiction books. And I was like, well, yeah, I understand why it won. Not my kind of thing at all.
You haven't finished it?
No, I didn't finish
it.
Okay. Orson Scott Card, Ender's Game, Shadow, Alive movie. We talked everything Ender's Game.
Yes.
Episode 231.
Was a special thing.
Next up, more Ian and Banks. Matter this time, Forster.
Again.
Lewis McMaster-Bajol, The Curse of Chalion.
Whoa.
Oh, you were in this one as well. Because this was when we started listening to you on another road trip. This audiobook.
I had to stop it.
And we got through and we just both got to the point and you're just like, we were on the way to Poland or
yes,
something.
Yes, we
just
were
like,
on the way to Lublin on bad roads.
And you were just like, I've just got to stop listening to this. And then you just never went back.
No.
I went back. I had to read it because I didn't have to read that one because that one didn't win the Oscar. That one didn't win the Hugo and the Nebula, but the follow-up book did.
Right.
Paladin of Souls.
True.
Check this out. Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons, Watchmen. I reviewed the comic book. I would like to actually watch the movie of that.
Is there a movie?
Yeah, there is a movie. And there's another podcast that I listened to some episodes of called Unjustly Maligned, and it's where people say, oh, everybody hates episode one, but I'm going to defend episode one. Everyone hates this movie, or everyone hates this book, or everyone hates this one.
Yeah.
And one of the episodes, I can't remember who defends it, but it's about Watchmen the movie, because when it came out, lots of people were like, oh, this is really bad.
Oh, okay.
And the people who read the comic book didn't like it and all that kind of stuff. But I knew one day I would read the comic book, and so I want to watch the movie. Let's get it on Blu-ray or find it on whatever. American Gods. Didn't finish it for a second time. I tried reading that before. Gave it 1.5 stars. That was a Hugo award winning. Guy Gabriel K, A Song for Arbonn. It was like after The Curse of Chalagon. It's like that's
story. The way you have to do it.
That's the story done right. This is how we should. This is how fun, mindless, tepid fantasy should be done, because it is mindless, tepid fantasy, but in a really good way. Ringworld. Let's be sexist in space.
Yes.
David Brin, Startide Riding. It Started Rising. Yeah, these are more Hugo Award winning. I actually really like that. That's one of those unjustly maligned things. Lots of people don't like that. I'm like, am I the only person who likes this book? It was a Hugo Award winner. Am I the one who's wrong about this book?
No, you can't.
I really enjoyed it. Dolphins in Space.
Cool.
Again, not a great story, but overall, I enjoyed it. Joe Haldeman, Forever Peace. Hugo Award winner. Forever War, amazing book. Forever Peace.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So, but that's
really
related
not.
To each other.
It's no. Well, it's kind of thematically related.
Yeah.
It's not a follow-on. It's just it's like, okay, let's now talk about peace or something. It's not good.
Okay.
It starts off, and I was like, this is amazing. I totally understand why this one. And it's like, did nobody else read the second half of this book?
Yeah.
Lewis McMaster-Bajol, Paladin of Souls. Not as bad as Curse of Chelion, but still, I gave it two stars, but it won the Hugo Awards. Arthur C. Clarke, Founders of the Paradise. Pretty good. Space Elevator.
Again.
Climb a ladder to the stars.
Right, nice.
No, not again. That's like the first. That's
space elevators appear quite often.
Yes, but this was the one that set the scene for all of those others.
Okay.
There wasn't much space elevator action on before Founders of Paradise. Yeah, Ian and Banks, Surface Detail. I like that one too. 243, John Stakely, Armor. That wasn't a Hugo Award winner, but it was so many people go, hey, if you like military science fiction, like Forever War and these other ones, you'll like John Stakely's Armor. And I'm like, No, because it's a science fiction book where a rope doesn't exist or a handle on something doesn't exist. Like, one of the main problems in the book is, like, I was lying there and someone was there and I had to drag it across, but I couldn't grip hold of it. It was like, there should have been a handle on it. Like, everything has handles. It's like, the main problem is, like, just really bad, like, spacesuit design, but it's all about the spacesuit armor. You know, the armor is the main thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so bad. Orson Scott Card, Speaker for the Dead, Hugo Award winner. We both read that one.
Yes.
Both really enjoyed it. It's a good book. Yep. Peter Watts, Echopraxia, I think better than Blindsight, a follow-up book which is better than the first one.
Nice one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
At some point in my life, I will get to it.
Yeah. Connie Willis.
There it is.
Doomsday Book, 0.1. The lowest book, the lowest rating of a book that I've ever read. Isaac Asimov, another Hugo Award winner, 3.5 stars. People always said to him, is like, oh, you only ever write about humans, you don't have any aliens. And unlike Heinlein, you never write about sex and all this stuff. And this is his book about alien sex. And you know what? Quite good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's alien. How do you think aliens have sex?
Well, they have to reproduce somehow.
Yeah, how do you think?
With their mouth?
Well, just when you read this book, you're like, oh, God.
okay, maybe I don't want to know it.
No, it's really good fun. Actually, it's not that good fun. There's fun stuff in it. Michael Chabon, The Yiddish Policeman's Union. No rating because I didn't finish it. Connie Willis, Blackout and All Clear. I only talked about it for 13 minutes because all I did was read the Kindle sample of the first... In fact, I didn't even get through the Kindle sample of this book. Okay. I got through this first chapter and then the second chapter starts and I was just like, I'm putting it down. So listen to that 13-minute episode, one of the shortest recent episodes ever, after... Listen to the Doomsday Book episode, because I do think that is a modern classic of science fiction book review cards. Followed up with Blackout and All Clear. Listener suggestions for the special 250th episode. It took us more than 50 episodes to get through the Hugula thing and the Ian M. Banks reading list as well.
Yes, that's true.
So in this listener suggestions for the 250th episode special, we just talk about what people said we should have done in that episode. 151, Tobias S. Bekel, Hurricane Fever, 2.5 stars. It's got fun stuff in it,
but not really.
The story isn't as strong as Arctic Rising. It's the follow-up to Arctic Rising, and some of the characters are like, oh yeah, this kind of mildly boring kind of person who was in that first book is now the main character in this book, and I'm like, oh, that's a pity. Where was the other guys? The
interesting people.
Yeah, the person from Nigeria, the Nigerian woman in the Arctic. That was really good fun, and then it's like, let's go back to the Caribbean. You can tell that Tobias S. Bekel, who was born in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And it's set there, and there's some really interesting stuff in it, but the characters aren't interesting. And it's, again, let down by the writing. The Hugulas, every novel that won both the Hugo and the Nebula Award, episode 252.
That's just like a
wrap-up of
that.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Jeff Vandermeer, Southern Reach, number one, Annihilation. I really like that first book in that series. And overall, that series is really good. I think I'll...
You finished all of them?
Yeah, all 4 stars.
Okay, I will definitely look into those.
Annihilation Authority, you might hate it. I've got a feeling. Yeah, I've got a feeling you might hate that book.
Okay, I will still check it out.
Peter F. Hamilton, Abyss Beyond Dreams. Normally really good. Abyss Beyond Dreams, not that great. It's a follow-up to the Void trilogy.
Yeah.
It's like, let's start something new. And I was like, why do we have to have the...
I always thought it would be the Abyss.
The Abyss Beyond Dreams. Fire in the Abyss.
Abyss?
In the Abyss.
Abyss, okay.
Ernest Cline, Ready
there it
Player
is.
One. Is this another rant? This is
one
another
of the, one of the books that got recommended by people on Goodreads, yeah. I think the most.
Yeah.
This was constantly said again.
Yeah, and it's still upset. I read it because Marissa gave it to us.
Yeah.
People might know Marissa from various Philip K. Dick SFF audio podcasts.
Yeah.
She's on every Philip K. Dick episode and things like
now
that.
Now she's in...
Oh, and she recommended... That's when she said, you should really read Southern Reach. I was like, I've heard about that, but the whole trilogy is not out as an audiobook. And she's like, no, read it anyway. So I did. And she gave me Ready Player One. And
Didn't like it. You really did not like it. I got it.
No, there was some... 2.5 stars. I gave it like 2 stars. There's some bits in that book is good.
Yes.
Except the rest of the book. The other 90% isn't.
Yeah.
Peter F. Hamilton, Pandora's Star and Jesus Unchained, because you finished this series and I was like, well, I'm not going to read that again, but let's talk about it. And we did.
Yes, I liked it.
4 stars.
Except for the sex stuff.
Interstellar. We talked about that.
The movie.
No rating. We both enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, we talked about that and we talked about Star Wars.
Mm.
And at the time I was like, I definitely watch this again. You know what? Neither of those movies, I've got no interest in watching either of them again. Even Star Wars, when we were like, I was like, this is a really good movie. And you know what?
Thinking about it then again. Yeah. No. I mean, I think I would watch it again.
Star Wars.
Without the 3D. just as a normal movie.
Yeah, I think I'd enjoy it more without the 3D.
And
but Interstellar, I'm like, you know, every time I'm thinking, oh, I should watch Interstellar again, and I just think, I'll just watch 2001 again.
Yeah, no, I think I will watch that again as well. But I'm not looking so much forward to the sixth. The seventh episode of Star Wars now?
Episode 8.
Eight. Ah, oh, fuck. Episode 8. I'm not looking forward to that much.
I'm much more looking forward to it.
I'm kind of disappointed by the way they took it.
The director is an interesting. You remember we watched Looper?
Yes.
You remember Looper with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, yeah.
And who's the other guy?
Yeah, don't know.
The other guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Any guy? Any actor?
No, he was the young guy.
I don't remember.
No, I can't remember his name.
Matt Damon. I don't know.
No, that was the Martian.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
So he's the next.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's already made. I've only ever watched one of his movies before. That movie is more interesting than anything J.J. Abrams has ever done.
The problem is not so much the.
This is not a Star Wars episode. Let's move on. Yeah. Anyway, Interstellar. I was thinking, I'll watch that again, and then I'm just like, I'll just watch 2001 again. But I haven't watched that because it's really.
Or Fury Road.
Nancy Kress, Beggars in Spain. Oh man. What is it about libertarian kind of writers where it's just like, it's like, hey, this is an interesting story. I'm like, yeah, but like, aren't we humans? Do you have any humanity in you at all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
Solidarity is something actually.
It's like these people
be in humans.
It's like, hey, let's turn off my humanity chip and then write a book about something. At least Heinlein, when he writes his books, you're like, okay, this is a thought experiment about governance and freedoms and personal freedoms and sexual freedoms and stuff like that.
He wants to say something.
Yeah, and then he writes other books where I'm like, okay, now you're doing a thought experiment in the other direction. You know. Anyway, Nancy Kress. I remember actually on the SFF Audio podcast, they reviewed that book and at the end of it, they didn't put it out because Jesse... All he did was talk about how bad it was.
Oh, no.
And he got to it and he's like, I can't put out that much negativity. Here on the SFBRP, we're fine to put out that much negativity. Brandon Sanderson, Words of Radiance, the follow-up to the other book. I won't be continuing that series.
Okay.
There's too much. It's just too big. It's too much going on. Also, he's not releasing the next one. Ian and Banks, more. Hydrogen Sonata. It's a good one. Neil Asher, The Voyage of the Sable Keach. You remember the immortal sailors?
And pirates?
Yeah. That's the next book.
And you liked it.
It's good.
I remember you talking about
the
pirates.
Three Body Problem. Oh, shit.
You didn't like that? Oh, and many people loved it.
Oh, man. It like won all the awards and like the Hugo Award and stuff like that. Holy fuck. Like, how did anyone read that and think it was a good book?
Well, obviously they did.
But how? Like, how did somebody read? Like, it's one of those things. I was like, it's one of those things. Like, I kind of just want to go through, like, chapter by chapter or line by line and say, how is this a good, like, how is this a good character? How is this good writing? How is this a good story? How is anything that happened? Like, what is it about this book that you like? Until I get to, like, that last section, that last two chapters, I was like, oh, now I understand that this bit's good, but it's written really badly, but what's happening is mind-blowing, but then it's really bad. Oh, it's awful. Look to Windward. 4.75.
Yep.
I really like that book. And that was the last of our... that was our culture. Actually, we do have another episode coming.
Yes.
Perry Rhodan. Everyone says, hey, you should read German science fiction. Check out Perry Rhodan. And we did. And it's a 2-star book.
Yeah. It's not a book. It's kind of just a...
Well, it was the first entry into that series. William Hurtling, Avogadro Corp. This is, hey, what if Google turned evil and started taking over the world? The solution is use iMessage and that was it.
This word Avogadro... Yeah. Sounds so much made up. Like
it's a real number.
Yeah, but still.
Avogadro's number. It's how many molecules fit in a thing.
Is that how the number?
Yeah, you know my song,
Your
Molecules.
Song. Yeah, that is the Avogadro number.
24 point something to the power of whatever.
Okay.
10 times.
So that's a name.
10 times 24. It's a name of a number of how many molecules in a certain amount of. It's like in a cup.
Okay.
How many molecules fit in a cup? It's always the same number of molecules.
Oh, okay.
And the different weights. Is just dependent. I don't know the technical stuff. It's a very big number, and guess what Google is?
Google?
The name Google.
I don't know.
It's a number with 100 zeros after it. It's another big number.
Ah.
So Avogadro is just, he's just ripping off what Google is.
Okay.
It's like that movie, that Ex Machina movie that we watched, and it was called Blue Book, and it's like Facebook, and you know, it's like that kind of thing. It's like, R. Scott Bakker, The Darkness That Comes Before. I reread the R. Scott Bakker series, kind of in anticipation because I thought this the new Prince of Nothing book was going to be coming out last year, but it's not. It's this year. But last year I was like, oh, let's read these books again. And I did. Leviathan Wakes by James S. A. Corey.
Yeah.
What was this one?
There will be the TV series coming out.
It is out. It is out.
It is out.
Yeah, it's on the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm not sure if it's not on Netflix yet. I'm sure it will be in the future. But yeah, it's the Leviathan Wakes book.
Wasn't impressed by that.
No?
No.
George Shawshy asked me about it the other day.
Yeah, weren't impressed either. We gave it 2.75.
It's annoying. Because I was like, hey, this is just like this Alistair Reynolds book. Like, it replays the Alistair Reynolds. And when we actually get around to finishing that book, once you finish it, we'll review it.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, yeah, remember all that stuff in The Leviathan Wakes? Yeah. It's just like that, but done way better in this book.
Exactly.
Ian M. Banks, Culture Series Wrap-Up. We gave that 5 stars, because why not? The next 2 episodes, R. Scott Baker, Warrior Prophet, and Thousandfold Thought. 4.5 stars for Warrior Prophet. I think it's an amazing second book. 2 stars for the last book in that series. That is like, for such a like 4.5 stars first book, 4.5 stars second book, 2 stars the last book in the trilogy. It's like, oh, that is so disappointing. Yeah. It's such a disappointing end. Thankfully, the next book in the series of the next trilogy, it just ramps back up to 4 stars again. So yeah. Really, don't stop at that one. Luke Burridge, Minding Tomorrow. This is when we gave it a 4.5 stars. That's so embarrassing.
Quite biased. Giving
a book that... Oh, we should get onto the next one of those.
Yes.
It's not 4.5 stars. I'd say my next book is 3.5 stars, but then it gets back up to 4.5 stars in the last book. We should get onto that sometime. Greg Egan, Permeation City, 3 stars. This is a book that as I was reading it, I was like, this sounds a bit familiar. And then I get in part of the way and I was like, oh no, I've definitely read this one before. But it's like, more Greg Egan. He writes about some crazy stuff. Ian McDonald, Desolation Road. I started that and I was just like, wow, this is not doing it for me, and I stopped. James Chiptree Jr. This was a Reading Envy SFBRP crossover
Jenny. And also I know that James Chiptree Jr. is a woman.
It is a woman. She is a woman. Yes, 5 stars. That's a short story collection. Normally I wouldn't rate a short story collection, but it was so good. Even though there was a few books a few stories which aren't as good, but that's the good thing about a short story collection. Just skip forward. Just not read the, you know, and it keeps it high. You know, there was that one book, there was 2 stories that I didn't like, but otherwise good. Alistair Reynolds, yet again, Slow Bullets. What did we give that one? 3 stars. That was like a novella. That wasn't as good, was it?
Yeah.
It was one of those things I was like, well, this would have been good if it was a full-size
novel. There was some stuff missing,
Stuff missing. The good stuff seemed to be missing.
Yeah.
Catherine Addison, The Goblin Emperor. This is because the Hugos are coming out. And I was like, surely, like, if Three Body Problem's going to win, let me read some of the other books which were also nominated. But it was all political with the Sad Puppies and the Rabbit Puppies or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
You know, and this weird stuff going on. I was like, well, let's just check out The Goblin Emperor to see if something would have been worth winning.
No.
No.
No. All right.
2 stars.
But then 2 good books again.
Jeff Vandermeer, the Southern Reach, Authority and Acceptance, 4 stars each, pretty good. Hey, I'm at the bottom of the page, so this episode has only lasted 2 hours, over 2 hours.
Yeah, the washing machine is done for quite a while now.
Yeah, and my watch has told me to stand up again. Yeah. I've been sitting down for 2 hours, and my watch is going, you should really be a bit more active. Neil Stevenson, 7 Eves, guess what?
Not great again.
Not giving him another chance. That's it. Anathem might have been his other. But people are going, oh no, you should really read this other book series. And they're only 1,000 pages each and there's only 6 of them. I'm like, you know what?
I read one other book, I started reading one other book by him that was Quicksilver, and I couldn't. I stopped reading it.
Yep. Grant Naylor, episode 280, Infinity Welcomes Careful Drivers, a Red Dwarf book. If you were a teenager in the 90s and loved Red Dwarf, this is probably going to be very appealing to you. I hated it very highly. I totally understand if people are just like, what the fuck? What am I reading?
Yeah. Ted Williams.
Otherland, City of Golden Shadow.
Definitely need to continue that.
You really liked that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look at that, 4.25. We both enjoyed that one, but it's so big. Let's finish off these other books that we're reading together.
Yes.
Neil Gaiman, The Sandman, which was a massive undertaking to read like 80 comics or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? It was worth doing. I really enjoyed it.
Good.
Adam Roberts, 20 Trillion Leagues Under the Sea. One of those books where I'm like, wow, this is a crazy book. And then crazy stuff happens. And at the end, I'm like, was that a good book or was that not a good book? And in the end, I'm like, you know what? It was enough of a good book.
Okay.
Michael Crichton, Jurassic Park. Don't do it. Don't read it. Stop yawning. We've only got a few episodes to go.
Is that what the movie's based on?
Yeah, it was a best-selling book about dinosaurs, and then they made it into a movie.
And the movie's a lot better.
In every way. Okay. In every way is the movie better. Mm. Yeah, in every way.
Yeah.
Put it this way. It's a 5-star movie, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
Again, if you were a teenage boy in the 1990s.
Yeah, of course, this was the movie for you. And for me too. I loved it.
But it was just everything about the movie is better.
Yeah, of course.
And I watched Jurassic World the other day, and that's why I read this one, you know.
And
Jurassic World has got more in common with Jurassic Park the book.
Oh.
You know, it's...
Okay,
it's,
well, I haven't seen that yet.
You know what?
Don't.
Just watch Jurassic Park. Tim Powers, Anubis Gates. We had good fun talking about this one. Did you you join me on that one?
Yeah, I finished it. You didn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, did you?
Yeah, I think that's one worth reading, because I started off and I was like, well, after this amount of the book, I thought this about it, and I was like, how did I do? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Powers. Oh, The Martian. We talked about the movie.
Yes.
The second best movie science fiction. I would say better than Star Wars, not because I think the first half of that Star Wars movie was really great, and it was really let down by the second half.
Yes, it was.
Of
very much.
The Force Awakens.
Yes.
But I watched The Martian again on the last cruise. I went in into the...
Does it hold up?
You know what? Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like, I probably don't need to watch it again.
I think just
but it's a more even film. I started watching it. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
And it stays kind of even paced. It's fun all the way through. It's dramatic all the way through.
Yeah.
It's just good all
and
the way through.
And I think they did a really good job in translating that book into a movie.
Yeah. Talking about bad adaptations from books into movies, that would be a good one. It's probably one of the best ones.
Yes.
Even though it is let down just by that last scene, those last two, like the climactic scene at the end, just lets it down a bit. But everything up until then, I was just like, you know, even the second time they threw, this is good. None of it is as good as the first half or that first third of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
But...
Overall,
on average, it's better. Yeah. Next up, Kin Stanley Robinson, Aurora. Did you read this one as well?
Yeah, we read it together and reviewed it together.
Yeah, we read it together. Very good book. I really enjoyed that. Made me think about science fiction differently.
Yes.
Again, that was him going, hey, I've got this book that I want to do, and other people have done this, but this is my version of this.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, Kim Stanley Robinson, and you're cleverer than all of us.
Yes.
Claire North, The First 15 Lives of Harry August, a time loopy kind of thing where people live the same life over again, maybe slightly like Minding Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 stars. It's pretty good.
Good.
Ancillary Sword.
There's
continuing
a second
on
one.
With the series. Yeah. 3.5 stars for that. Episode 290, Stephen Erickson, Malazan, next book. I'm going to continue with that series because it was better. The second book, everyone said, oh, the first book, he wrote it like 9 years before he wrote the next one in the series.
Yeah.
And he's a much better writer 9 years later.
And you can totally say that?
Yeah, I started reading. I'm glad I read that first book because people said, oh, no, just start with book two. No, I'm glad I read that first book.
Okay.
But it was a really great stuff. It reminded me of the good stuff that I like from the Prince of Nothing series. I'm like, oh, this is more of that kind of stuff.
Cool.
So Octavia E. Butler, Xenogenesis... Number one, Dawn, 2.5 stars. I probably will not continue on that series. 2.5 stars, not so good. Force Awakens, Mission Impossible Marathon. Why did we talk for an hour about Mission Impossible? I can't remember.
Well, it was the Christmas special.
We forgot to mention one thing about one of those movies. The music. Oh, yeah, the music in the one thing that we liked about the fifth movie the most was the music.
Yes.
Because what was it? What was the opera? What's the name of the toccata? No, what's the music in the opera?
Traviata? No, what? No, Madame. But no, what?
The Chinese one.
The Chinese one, Madame Butterfly.
No, no, isn't no, no, no. I'm getting mixed up.
Chinese
toccata? Not no. Anyway,
Turandot.
Turandot. That's
Turandot.
It.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that Japanese? Chinese? What's the theme of it? Anyway, I can't remember. But anyway, it's like, oh, the music is so good. It's like, yeah, you're using some of like the...
Rossini.
Puccini. Yeah, you're like using some of the most amazing score and then mixing it with Mission Impossible, which is some of the most amazing movie score. Like opera score, movie score put together, and you're like, oh, this really works.
Yeah, it does.
For different things. That was the one thing we forgot to mention in that hour-long talking about five movies on the Christmas special. Elizabeth Boone, Trading in Danger. That's recent.
Yep.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
A fun podcast.
And it is a book.
Yeah. The Chronicles of Amber, Nine Princes in Amber, 2.5 stars.
Mm.
Roger Lesney, Lord of Light. Just read Lord of Light. Don't do Chronicles in Amber.
All right.
Peter V. Brett, Demon Cycle, The Warded Man. Oh, that started off so good. I was like, this is going to be incredible. And then the last third, I was like, what happened to the good characters? they've all grown up. They were good as teen. Like I said, it's like, oh, when they're young and they're doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like, and now a break. And now, 2 years later, they're just different characters because they're all grown up. And now they're going to have a boring adventure together. And I'm like, yay. You know what? I could have done them without that. Now, what's happened here? 296.
Yeah. Where are the others?
I obviously haven't updated that page.
Oops.
Well, it's because I've been traveling and I've just, when I've been putting out the, publishing it, so we can...
So there are like four more episodes that you can't talk about now.
No, we can.
Okay, we can.
Just 296, 297, Mary Adoria Russell, The Sparrow. Guess what I gave this one? Five stars. Yeah, an amazing book. More Catholics in Space, Catholic Prisons. Next up, Scott Sigler, The Starter, the follow-up to, like, that came out and I read it 6 years later, the next book in the series 6 years later, which is the Galactic Football League, more aliens playing American football. Not as good as the first, but, you know...
What? This idea is just funny.
No, it is. It's really great because, like, the different size... Like, you know, you see these different size athletes and you get the tall one who can run really fast and the one who can throw really well, and then the big guys at the front who smash into each other and the other ones who run around. It's like... You know, the body types of all these different athletes are already completely different. And you're just like, what if they were even more different? What if they were aliens? You know, and then the coach doesn't play at all. So he doesn't need to be, you know, so that can be. And the owner of the team is a different kind of alien. And they're all, you know.
That's funny.
It's actually really good fun. The second book, not as good as the first, but like when you finish the first, you're like, I want more of the same, please. And you just get more of the same. And you're like, that is good.
What do you want?
And there's a long thing. Yes, and then that was 289. 299, almost there. Ancillary Mercy by Anne Leckie. I can't remember how
Is that the end of the...
Yeah, that's the end of that series. So overall a four-star series. Cool. Totally worth reading.
I will.
It's a fun story. At the end, it's a little bit pat, but it's otherwise good. And that's it.
Ancillary.
Oh, no. What, so these other ones. Oh, yes. And I also listed when we were talking on SFF Audio, not about lots of books, but just a single book. I just added that in there as well.
Yeah.
So Richard K. Morgan, Steel Remains. That's the guy who did Altered Carbon, doing fantasy, which was okay. Tarzan of the Apes and Land That Time Forgot. More Edgar Rice Burroughs being racist, but in fun ways. not fun racism, but racist books, which happen to be fun in other ways. Did you read Tarzan?
No.
It's really good. You can totally understand why Tarzan has become a thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand
when you read that,
but...
book, you're like, oh, this is good. Oryx and Crake by Margaret Atwood. Okay, look at all these like 3-star books. Of course, these are ones that I didn't pick myself. When the Sleeper Awakes by H.G. Wells. Were you on that one?
Yes,
that was the one that
we did together.
And then James Tripty Jr., The Girl Who Was Plugged In, which I read that short story, and it's from Her Smoke Rose Up Forever.
But the short story itself isn't that great.
I didn't like it, and I was like, this is not for me because it's really cyberpunkish.
Yeah.
And then I read the rest of the book and skipped that one. And that's where it was a 5-star book because I skipped that one. And that was the one that I didn't like. And there was one other book that I started reading. And I was like, you know, I just can't read about alien sex from an alien point of view anymore. And I just skipped to the end of that story and carried on. And that's the right way to do it. So, yeah, it was a 2-star book. Anyway, that brings it to the end. How long have we gone on? Is this the longest SFPRP?
Yes, by far.
No, it isn't. How long did we talk about Star Wars?
Let's just sort the list by length.
Star Wars, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, this is the longest one ever. Over 2 hours. Yeah, here we go. Length. The longest is...
153. Earth Abides.
Yeah, but that was 3 people talking about a book. Then Star Wars. Then Luke and Jesse in the conversation. Then listener suggestion. So these special episodes...
We've never gone over 2 hours.
Yeah, but the special episodes are sometimes run long. The Man in the High Castle is the longest one where just the two of us were talking about a book.
Yes.
And I guess Way of Kings is the longest episode where it was just me talking about a book.
Yes.
Let's quickly sort by rating, and let's see some 5-star books. Use of Weapons, Flowers to Algernon, Slaughterhouse-5, Culture Series, in general, The Prestige, The Martian, Player of Gains, Inversions, Her Smoke Rose Up Forever, and The Man in the High Castle. Quite a weird range of books there. Yeah,
but I think they are still holding up. I think they still think higher.
I think some of them won't hold up. I think The Martian probably won't hold up. And but it was, again, it was so personal, me reading that as a personal thing, you know,
the Martian,
two of us.
Listening.
Yeah, listening to us together.
I also think that the first version of the audiobook, which was then the self-published one, I think, that was very, very good because it was so, from a personal point of view, written really well and the language was really like up
and it was
to date.
Him performing. Yes. They had a good performer for it as well. So but I'm thinking all of those books, like Use of Weapons, Flowers, Slaughterhouse-5, The Prestige, The Martian, not The Martian, Play of Games, Inversions, and Her Smoke Rose Up for that, and High Castle. If you were just to say, like, science fiction canon, those books could be in there.
Yes.
You know, maybe I wouldn't put... 3 Ian and Banks books in there, I would pick just Play of the Games or just Use of Weapons.
Yes.
You know, because Inversions doesn't work if you've not read the other science fiction books. But, like, say Use of Weapons and Play of Games would stand up along Flowers for Outer and Slaughterhouse 5, Prestige, and Smoke Rose Up Forever, Men in High Castle, you know, that kind of stuff. And then there's some others. I Am Legend, The Scar, 1984, Anathem. Again, pretty good. The Prefect is up there.
Yeah.
And then Flowers for Algernon again, and more Use of
Yeah.
So I think.
And a lot of 4.5 star books.
Yes, because that's a good thing. It's like a really good book, which isn't quite there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then down at the bottom, lots of books which aren't rated, which I didn't finish, but check this out. Doomsday Book, 0.1. Among others, Paul of Dune, Fall of Hyperion, Time Station Berlin, Hunters of Dune, Snow Crash.
Yeah.
Those are the books all below one star. So if you want to hear some fun ranting, those are some good ones there.
And the Hominids.
Oh, yes.
Listen
Hominids.
To the Hominids.
The Hominids
that's
on as well, yeah. So that's it. I think we should wrap it up there. This took longer than I was expecting, but why would I think it would have taken a shorter amount of time?
I don't know. And I think it's a really good good project.
If you think about it, we obviously talked about each book for less than a minute each because...
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, if it was 300 episodes at a minute each, that's 3 hours. So we've actually done pretty well to get through this pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, I just, as I was looking through there, I do think I do concentrate quite a bit on series.
Yes, and, you do.
And yes, and also like series, like my own made series, like the Hugulas and things like that. So I think I might make a bit of an effort not to do too many series this year, actually stick to some more standalone books.
Okay.
But I'll just see. I'll just see how it works out when, you know, what people recommend to me and what comes up and what I feel interested in too. So that's my reading goals for 2000, for the next 50 books, let me say.
Next 50. All right.
Yes, except when the Prince of Nothing books come out, and then I'll read more R. Scott Backett because.
Well, that's an exception.
Yeah. And if some other series comes out, that like. Okay, that's it. Two hours, 10 minutes. Should this be one episode or should I break it into two?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just put out one episode.
I mean,
people can press pause.
It's a special episode.
It's a special 300, episode 300.
Yeah,
people
it's worth
can't,
it.
People can't deal with this. But I just thought it'd be fun to go back over all of it and kind of say what I think.
When you still remember.
What I remember about. Yeah. And there was actually only a few books where I'm like, I don't remember anything about that
true.
Book at all. There was only like
I was
five
very
or six
surprised
books.
By that.
Well, I think the idea is that if I'd have just read the book and not talked about it, I wouldn't remember about it. And
but
that's
the,
one of the
things. The talking makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I've done an episode about it, I remember what I said about it at the time.
Right.
Even if I don't remember it at all, I can remember like where I was. And that's another thing as I was reading through this list. All I remember is where I was when I read the book and then where I was when I did the recording and uploaded it. And if it was in Berlin and I did the recording at home, I don't remember it at all. But all the other times I was like, oh yeah, that's when I was in Africa. Oh, and that's when I was in this place. Oh, and I was in, you know, Thailand when I was reading that and listening to that. And that happens to me so much. So many of my listening, even like what podcast I'm listening to, there's some podcasts where you go, this podcast, and even if I've only listened to one of those episodes, say in San Francisco, I'm like, that's. I always think about San Francisco every time I listen to that podcast.
That is quite impressive how this connects in the brains.
Yes. Anyway, that's it. It's 8:30. I need to go juggling. You're going to get yourself a bit of food.
Yes.
And stuff. And yes, that's it. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Luke Burridge. Juliana is J-U-K-U Berlin. Yuku Berlin, standing for Juliana Kunzendorf, and she's from Berlin. You can become our friends on Goodreads and chat about this episode in the...
listeners group.
Yeah, in the SFBRP listener group there. You can. There's actually a discussion called Episode 300 Special. So if you enjoyed this... put it in. And if you've got any recommendations of episodes in the past that you've enjoyed, I think there's even a thing like past episodes, classic episodes that you should recommend. I think there's even a thread about that there. I'll look for it and put a link in the 300 episode. So hopefully you've enjoyed this one. Join us in 50 episodes time where we do another random special.
Maybe not that long.
This is the longest ever episode, and let's see if we can keep it that way. Let's say goodbye. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.